Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den, the show that is better than having a religious man's mouth on your penis. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt, and as always, I am joined by the man who fucks up more things before 1 p.m. than most people do in a week, the Reverse Army, Joe Curry.
Hello, how are you?
And PTA Punk, Pip Helix.
Hi, everybody.
We're doing, you're hearing this on Tuesday or Thursday or Friday, but we're doing this on Saturday. Doing a little impromptu show because Joe and I have a comedy tour that needs our attention.
Yes.
So we're going to be out of town. Got a lot of things that were banned this week. That's what we're going to be talking about. A lot of things were banned.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be talking about that. And but before that, a little bit of a positive show news. We'd like to thank our fans on morelikeradio.com for giving us a huge bump in downloads this past week. We more than doubled what we've been doing over at morelikeradio.com. So thank you guys for listening.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, so that we're pretty excited about.
Yeah, hope you're enjoying the playbacks, guys.
Good. Glad you're enjoying it.
Pip and I went to see. I just don't have the energy for this. I gotta be honest. You know, I don't have all the fucking anger of the full day to get me fired up to vent on the quote unquote radio. This is so half-assed.
Well, I mean, you're just started saying that we went someplace, but you're not going to vent about the event we.
We went to a very nice place.
We did.
And where was this?
We went to see the Cheap Trick and Aerosmith.
Ah, really?
I happen to be wearing my Cheap Trick t-shirt.
Yeah, she's got a Cheap Trick t-shirt. She got an official Cheap Trick t-shirt.
I did, but I love Cheap Trick, and I never got a shirt, you know, for them, so this one, I had to do it. You know, it's the black one with the Cheap Trick logo, the white, it looks like typewritten logo on it. I love it.
Looks like it got whited out is what it looks like.
Yeah, it
does. would that run you $40?
$45.
$45?
I know.
That was more expensive than the Aerosmith t-shirts.
Really?
Yeah,
Aerosmith t-shirts were $40. Well, not my Aerosmith t-shirt. I found a young black man out in the parking lot.
Yes, you did.
They were $20 each, but I bought two for $30, even though my wife didn't want one. And now, the one he gave me, I will say, was very warm.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Well, because while Pips is hanging on a display wall at the booth, yours has been tucked under a nutsack for 3 hours.
Yes, it was. That's how you know it's real.
I asked the vendor at the counter to rub this on his nutsack so that I'd feel like I had the same experience as Davin.
My motto is, if there's no pubes on it, you don't want it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Is that what? Oh, God. No, that's not what this is.
Now, here's the crapshoot with the with the counterfeit shirt. Yeah. I mean, obviously you wash it and fucking burn it after it's been under that nutsack for a while. But I'm actually wearing we're not at the compound, but I'm actually wearing so you can't see. I'm actually wearing a Bon Jovi counterfeit shirt right now.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's not bad. Now, the shirt itself looks all right now. Well, they kind of fucked up on the sewing, so they kind of, like, stapled it together.
Let me say. Oh, my God, he's got this nubbin sticking out of his arm.
It's always a little bit of a crapshoot.
You have tuberculosis? You have some kind of tumor.
Yeah, well, so.
Look at that. It's an irregular.
But they are irregular. But yeah. This, up until my recent purchase before the Aerosmith one, was the worst. Usually, I got counterfeit t-shirts that are more than 20 years old.
Oh, really?
And they do fine.
I know.
Now, when I went to the Poison Motley Crue concert,
right.
I bought it was a good-looking counterfeit t-shirt.
Right.
25 years of Motley Crue. You know what would have been nice if it still looked that good by the time I wore it?
Oh.
Because I washed it and, like,
God,
they shrink.
No, shrink, no. I wish.
Really?
I would have loved shrink.
Did you fall apart?
I would have loved falling apart. I'm actually going to wear the shirt tonight at my gig. All the color and paint gone.
Because he usually likes to wear really tight, ripped up shirts, but the ones with no picture, that bugs him.
That's what I'm actually going to wear at you.
Bought a counterfeit Stone Temple Pilots shirt. And I actually bought I bought the regular one at the show.
Yeah.
And then I found the guy outside. And I bought that and the one outside. It was cooler looking, but the 2 days there's a hole in it.
Oh, I bought a counterfeit Rolling Stone t-shirt in the parking lot. And, you know, it had the big red tongue. Mm. I washed it once. It was a washed up pink tongue. It looked very ill. It looked like it had some disease.
I've been very lucky. Like, I'm a little concerned about this one, though. The Aerosmith one.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got the same kind of texture that my Poison Motley Crue had on the paint.
Oh.
So I don't know if it's going to be there. And here's the weird thing about the Poison Motley Crue shirt. The back of the shirt looks great.
What the hell?
The front?
They were in a hurry and they didn't do some last
But here was the problem, and I talked about this a year ago. Yeah. Here was the problem with the Poison Motley Crue shirt. Mm-hmm. I bought it from a white guy in Pennsylvania, so he's probably running the myth thing, so he's not paying attention to the counterfeit t-shirts that I need from the black guys or the Dominicans.
Yes. See, there was your mistake. Like, you couldn't find a person of color out of the parking
lot? No, and this time I found a nice Schwarzer, so I'm sure.
Oh, I would have loved to see the haggling going on there.
No, he's selling them for 20. He's selling them for 12. Our things are very loud. I hope this works out. I hope we're not blowing people's out. But he sold them like $20 a piece. I got to tell you what, two for 30. Now, I used to get them for like 10 or 15 bucks.
Yeah.
But I know inflation's going up.
Of course. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to wash it tomorrow, and we'll hope for the best. Otherwise, I wasted 30 bucks. My wife didn't even want the shirt. Right. I just said, well, at these prices, how can you not?
You don't want to pass up a bargain, are you?
And he only had, like, he only had XL and 2XL, which is the opposite of McClinton's shirts.
We only have large.
We only...
Apparently, we feel that we have a very trim and fit audience.
Yes. Yes.
You guys can't see past the lights,
yes,
can you?
Yes, us at McClinton feel very highly of our audience that we all know you keep fit and trim.
Yeah, well, listen, before you go to see McClinton, you got to run, like, some laps, you know, have a protein shake.
Make sure next time you come to the show, make sure you exercise, hit the gym.
Sauna,
you know, nothing looks better than a McClinton t-shirt and spandex. Like nice biker shorts. Because that's what the McClinton fan should wear. Yeah.
Absolutely.
If Mike is listening to this right now, he's fucking wetting himself because he mentioned his pants. Keep plugging the shirt, stupid. And spandex pants? Biker shorts? I think we have an idea. Oh. And Joe's like, oh shit, there goes another $2,000.
No, he said right now, I don't care what they wear on the bottom as long as they've got our shirts on the
long
top.
The shirts.
You know?
I'll wear the McClinton shirt. I wore the Race Odyssey shirt to Iraq.
I'm wearing a Race Odyssey shirt right now.
That's a Race Odyssey?
On the back it is, yeah.
Oh,
well, what's the front? Something you got at the Goodwill?
Bacardi.
Wait, so you took a Bacardi shirt and you just put Race Odyssey?
No, we did a bar promo where we were playing with Bacardi, and we did a split on it, so we had a Bacardi shirt with the Race Odyssey in the back.
I'm sorry, but the Bacardi logo looks sort of like the backwards Charlie Brown.
Bacardi logo looks like something I get in the parking lot of a concert.
No, it's Charlie Brown's yellow with the black squiggle, and this is black with a couple of yellow squiggles.
You're right, I was thinking Charlie Brown too.
Thank you, it's like the adult drunken Charlie Brown t-shirt.
Well, it's on the right person then.
Oh, I didn't mean you, Joe.
Joe's got the
point, though.
Joe's got the Charlie Brown hairstyle going.
Oh, my God.
I'll give that to you. I got nothing.
Joe,
Charlie Brown when he's all grown up, still trying to kick that stupid ball.
Get the football, Joe. Come
yeah, right.
On.
Oh, my wife's calling. Wah, 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 wah.
I have a feeling this is going to distort like a motherfucker when we play. I got to get away from the microphone.
So everybody stand back for the mic.
We're standing back for the mic now. Adjust your settings.
So here was an interesting thing, Joe, about this concert that I went to with Pip Helix and my wife.
Right.
It's too loud! It's hiding my... We're in the upper deck. We're not sitting
and who's
on...
who's saying that?
My wife and Pip Helix.
I wasn't whining about
it. You said it was a little loud.
What's the matter, Nana? The concert was a little too loud for you? Would you bring your knitting with you?
Yes, you did. I forgot my earplugs.
And that's all I said.
My wife was complaining. And you know what? It was a little loud. But
it
really.
Loud.
If it's too loud...
You're too old.
I'm too fucking old then. Because
Like Steven Tyler's mic was like way up high.
Yeah, it was,
even Robin Zander from Cheap Trick.
Robin Zander, at first the sound, his vocals were distorted.
Really?
So, yeah, and at first, and one song they sang I'm not familiar with, and I thought, is he singing flat? Oh, God, this is going to be an abortion when it gets to the songs I really like. But Bastard can hit those high notes.
Robin Zander.
He's still good.
Still has one of the... it still
amazing.
Is.
Now, I will say, this is the third time I've seen Cheap Trick. I saw him with you a couple years ago, Joe. This is probably the worst I've seen them.
Really?
Probably the worst. Robin can still sing like There's No Tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
He still has a great voice. They played a lot of songs I hadn't heard before. I did hear one of their new songs, Joe's Falling Apart over there.
Wow, there are so
he is Charlie Brown. Trying to kick that football, stupid.
Wow, there was just a clusterfuck that you had to see.
Boy, oh boy.
I was
going swimmingly here. Holy
shit.
Yeah,
I know.
I was a little surprised they didn't play The Flame. I mean, that's the big ballad.
Really?
I'm kind of relieved they didn't play it.
But
it's not my favorite.
They played a couple of the hits at the end. A lot of stuff I did not hear. They were all right. Like I said, probably the worst. I always like seeing Cheap Trick. I became a fan of Cheap Trick when they opened up for Aerosmith in like 2004.
Mm-hmm.
But probably the worst I've seen. Now, the thing is, when you open up for Aerosmith, there are rules. And and Pip was finally made aware of these things. Now, what Aerosmith likes to do in a lot of these tours is they like to have, like, this big runway.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so there's a stage.
Right.
And then there's the runway.
Right.
Now, if you're an opening act,
Yes.
And this pertains to Cheap Trick, and this pertained to Mr. Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons of Kiss, too. Really? Yes, you do not go onto the runway. That is territory of Aerosmith only. Right, right. That's our catwalk. Steven Tyler will shake his little tush on the catwalk.
Right.
Now Cheap Trick must have a good relationship with Aerosmith. Because at one point, Robert Zander put his mic stand there. Just a little bit. He
stepped over the imaginary line.
No, it's not imaginary. There's fucking lines.
But it's not like he ran down it.
No, he
didn't.
He just put the mic stand right by there?
Well, yeah. He didn't put it out there. The roadie put it out there.
All right.
It's not his and then they quickly took it away.
Yeah.
There are rules when you open for Aerosmith.
I had no idea.
Oh, I've seen it so many times.
We were talking about it, like, as much as you can when music is blasting, but we were like...
I was talking with Grandma over there.
Oh, my God. You know what? When I wrote that blog about being at the punk show and wearing my earplugs, I was thinking about you busting my balls about wearing ear protection concert. But
that's not a bad move.
No, you know what? I have dog hearing because I protect my ears.
I'm surprised I have any hearing at all from years of playing in bands.
My husband's got tinnitus really bad from playing in bands.
Joe Cumia has got tinnitus from playing guitar. Yeah. And Anthony's...
You're a name dropper.
Anthony Cumia is also...
Name dropper.
Tinnitus. These are two people that I know. They've been my friends. Anthony's on Opie and Anthony. And Joe plays in a band to you.
You're a name dropper.
And they are my friends, and sometimes they help me with gigs and stuff like that.
Now, are they your friends, or are they friends of friends of friends of friends?
No, they've been my friends. Not friends of friends of friends, but they're my friends, and they've been best friends with me for over 35 years.
Well, we're going to have to call them and find out immediately.
I can tell every time you guys start launching into your in-jokes that you've been doing for, like...
I can tell every time Joe's personality changes.
I know how long they've known each other, because they're, like, doing...
It'll be Pip, me, and persons whose name I will not mention. And then Compound Joe walks in, which is a much different animal than regular Joe. Yeah. Compound Joe is full of energy and wants to go back down memory lane.
When you've been friends with somebody, a good friend who is also the best man at your wedding, for about 35 years,
you're a relationship dropper.
Yes, I am.
You know what you and this person who we will not mention do?
Him.
Him.
With a capital H, as far as we're concerned.
Well, you know what him do? You and him do? When you guys get together, you're like, you're two dogs that haven't seen each other for a while. You suck around and sniff each other's butts.
Then we pee on your leg.
Yes, you do.
Biting your tails and barking. It's a whole show.
Remember that milk bone?
That was the best bone we ever had. It's actually kind of adorable.
Oh, that was some good...
Remember when we chased the car?
That's what it is.
That's when the car stopped. Oh, that was hilarious.
And me and the schnauzer just sit there and go, I hope they don't mount us.
Remember when those people moved in down the block and we growled at them?
That's pretty much what it is. But I don't want to talk anymore about this mysterious person.
No, we don't.
We go into this imaginary place.
Yes, and we talk to that imaginary person, and actually, after the show, we shoot the shit, and we have beers with the imaginary person that we don't actually drink.
Don't you drop the name of things that we drink. Give that beer by name.
Sometimes I go to this imaginary place, and I get there, and I drink and hang out till 7 o'clock the next morning in the hot tub and stuff like that.
We call that sometimes the weekends.
Yes.
Yes, but we call it as often as possible.
You'll be known as...
Some of the persons at this table actually drink Coke Zero, so I don't want to speak for everybody.
Guilty. Somebody's a pussy.
No, somebody's got to drive a long distance. I realize that.
Yes. And somebody here switches between Coke and...
Don't mix your drinks.
Yeah.
We don't want to talk about he or him or places
no,
that we...
No, let's talk about Cheap Trick.
No, you want to talk more about Cheap Trick? I want to talk about Aerosmith, but we can talk about Cheap Trick.
Because I think Cheap Trick is still one of the best bands in rock right now. And also, I don't know how they played that night you saw them, but when we went to see Poison and Death,
they were the best one.
They
were the best one on the bill.
Own. They kicked ass.
They were great. They were great. You're absolutely
really.
And I thought Poison was way better than Def Leppard. I am so over Def Leppard.
Let me tell you something. I am one of the biggest Def Leppard fans out there. I've got every album. I've got everything new. I love Joe Elliott's side project, the Down and Outs. But the simple fact is, I will not go see them live anymore. Joe Elliott can't sing.
Well, you know what? You've obviously felt like a lot of people, because Poison and Def Leppard just had a tour a couple weeks ago, and they stopped at the Rock in Newark. And the day before the concert, they were doing 2-for-1 on tickets.
Wow.
A bunch of people got upgraded to the floor.
Wow.
Because they toured 2 years ago.
Yeah, so there's not a lot of calls.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a new album. Def Leppard did put a new album out, but it's a live album.
Oh, and that's unfortunate.
You know what? Let's be honest.
Singers kind of losing their strength.
I don't think. I don't really want to talk about Def Leppard. I don't think Def Leppard puts on much of a show. Aerosmith puts on a fucking show.
Oh, my God.
Now, I've seen Tyler since the mid-90s. I'll say I've seen Steven Tyler. He lost a little step. You know, he's not doing backflips anymore.
He's 61.
I know. He might be older. I don't know. But his face is probably 3.
And you have to admit, one of the first things that you leaned over and said to me is, don't fall, don't fall, when he was at the end.
Oh, because that's how he and Joe Perry had their little thing.
I know.
Let me ask you a question. How old's your dad?
Older than Steven Tyler. And I don't want to see him in white tight pants. Doing your tax returns, shaking it for the ladies.
I know, going, chow, you know, I mean.
That's really
scary. Looks like he wanted.
Doing like taxes like no one cares.
Dude needs an audit.
Debit's this way. And it started with a little audit.
but it's ironic that you I didn't know you guys went to see the Aerosmith concert. And ironically, on the
when I was getting tickets, I asked you if you wanted to go.
I know, but I didn't treasure like a keepsake. I didn't remember. I didn't, you know. So when you mention it now, ironically, on the trip up here, I was playing Toys in the Attic, and I was playing Get Your Wings. How good are those albums?
Oh, great!
How good?
Here was the good thing about this concert: they played a lot of old stuff.
Yeah, they did.
They did. They played a lot. It was a mix of everything. You know, listen, those guys can still play. I don't know if we needed everybody to have a solo. I don't know if it's 1985 still.
Really?
Joey Kramer's solo was spectacular, but not quite a solo, because there was another drummer playing in the background.
Get out.
The bongos or something.
The bongos?
Yeah, I don't know. I know
they bring a touring keyboard player. As a matter of fact, I think he's going out with one of the women on the Housewives shows. No, there's a touring keyboard player. There's a keyboard player that Toy's been with for years.
Yeah, he was with them. He was playing.
Yeah, he's dating.
Yeah, but you know what Aerosmith does, which is really cool? They draw attention to all these guys.
Yeah, they do.
They called out the singers, the extra drummer.
I've seen a lot of bands that'll do that, that'll actually say the names of the people. But I mean,
they called them out, shine the spotlight on them.
Yeah, you know, that was really cool.
These guys can still rock. They're not rocking like they used to.
You know what?
Tyler's not moving like he... Like, he's not doing the backflips. He's not hanging from the trapeze anymore. But they are still way better than almost any other band you will see out there.
Just to put it in perspective, although my wife is 61 and he's dancing around. And
my wife...
And young chicks are looking at him. My dad died at 61.
Well, listen. Listen, we know other old people that... We know other old people that young chicks look at.
No one will mention that we don't actually know.
Did he look healthy? Because when the whole thing started with Aerosmith a couple of years ago, before the whole Idol thing,
yeah, he's
stuff
sober.
Like that, there was that whole incident in Sturgis.
That's what I'm talking about, where he fell.
Yeah,
right, he fell and he looked horrible and stuff like that.
Oh, no, he looked great.
He looked great.
No, I mean, they look good. They still rock hard.
Yeah.
Now,
amazing.
Who was it Tom Hamilton that was battling cancer? One of them was
One time when I saw them, he wasn't there.
Yeah, was he
everybody was there.
Yeah.
Even Brad Whitford played with Cheap Trick. Played a song with Cheap Trick.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did.
Good. So
now, first of all, I do want to make this observation about the audience. I've noticed with these concerts that I'm going to, I am now seeing the oldies bands. Because I'm looking around, and everybody's older. Even older than me. I'm seeing oldies, which means, because my parents still go to the concert, I'm seeing oldies, they must be seeing zombies. But I'm looking around like, God, he's got white hair. That's why I love going to these concerts. I always feel a little bit better about myself.
Well, a lot of the concerts, I mean, I go to both extremes. It's like I end up going into clubs and, you know, my husband's playing, and then there's a lot of younger people playing, you know, nobody that anybody knows. But then I go to the concerts where I pay a lot of ticket money, and, you know, everybody's well past AARP card getting dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, that reminds me. Not an AARP card, but just remember I had to go get nachos for my wife?
Yeah.
In between bands, and she almost got no nachos because the line was that fucking long.
Really?
So the guy behind me, I mean in front of me, excuse me, waits like 20 minutes to get a stupid fucking beer. Doesn't have a proper idea. Really stupid? Really? You don't know what you need at a... There's signs everywhere, you asshole.
Yeah.
You know what? Screw him. You know, you're that stupid. You got that's your punishment that you got.
That was his punishment.
You know, 25 minutes to get a beer, you can't. Yeah.
No, I think my favorite moment of the concert was when Daryl of Run-DMC came out.
Yeah, that was cool.
And they did Walk This Way.
Really?
And it was a different version than the one that they did with Run-DMC.
Right.
He was like rapping to it, so Joe Perry's like playing guitar, and you hear Daryl go louder.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. Second best version of Walk This Way I've ever seen.
Where was the show?
At the iZod.
Okay, great.
first best version I ever saw of Walk This Way, again, Aerosmith's my band, I've seen a bunch of times.
Sunset Center's in New Jersey, for those of us, not those of the people listening that are not in the metro New York area.
Yes, I'm sure they've been Googling where the fuck we're talking about.
Well.
Thank you, footnote. That's right.
I thought you said about me, footnote, because there's
I'll tell you what, she knows how to stop a show like you do.
I know, because there's a show that I'm known as, that sometimes I go on that him is on, you know.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, for I don't know where I've heard that or when I've heard that most recently.
No idea. No idea. That wasn't recent either. No.
As far as the official record goes, it was expunged. Ixnay on a pire. On O and A.
Ixnay on the A bay out of A bay.
Shut up, A. Stupid A. The one thing he's good at is plugs, and he fucks that up, too. But we're not going to get into that.
No, we cannot.
You're forgetting Iron Fang.
Come talk to us on the Davinson Comedy Tour next week. We'll tell you all about it.
Yes.
But anyway, the best version of Walk This Way was, I guess it was 2002? Aerosmith, Run DMC, Kid Rock. Kid Rock and Run DMC joined Aerosmith.
Really?
On stage.
Oh, yeah, I was there with
you. Were you there with me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
To do Walk This, that was the best version.
That was really, really good.
That was awesome.
I'm not a huge Kid Rock fan. I mean, he has a couple songs.
How good was Kid Rock?
I know.
He'll put on a show, that guy.
It was a good show. I'm almost embarrassed to see him because he's like a guilty pleasure kind of artist.
Last week on Facebook, I was talking to him. He went to some festival. And he was like, I saw Tesla, and I'm going to see Motley Crue. It's like all part of this festival and Kid Rock. I go, Kid Rock, by far, is going to put on the best show.
Amazing. Definitely.
Dude, the guy's incredible. He plays every instrument.
Yep.
I mean, you could say what you want about whether you like his music or not, but as far as putting on a show, earned much respect from me when I saw him
on. When he came out, he was pretty much, you know, into rap. And then as his music progressed.
He's into country.
He's into country. He's also
now, somebody else on a show that you weren't on has also migrated from rock to country.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. The show that he was not on.
Yes. The show that you were not on.
Yes. The show I was not on. Alan Lewis from Stained was on.
Name dropper.
Yes. And me and him talked with him for a little while after the show, and he's a really nice guy. But, he migrated from country, and the song that he played, because we're kind of goofing with it, but he came on the show this appearance.
That did not happen.
Which did not happen. And he was a really good guy. The new country song that he has that is coming out was really, really good. See, here's the thing about country. A lot of guys, because country music, rock is dead. I'm sorry to say that, but I think rock.
As we're about to talk about Joe's dead band. Great. Michael's going to love that. Number 9 on Django for a corpse of a band.
No,
fantastic.
But the thing is, rock isn't as popular as it was.
No, you're right.
A lot of kids are into, you know,
it's been like that for a long time.
They're into rap and stuff like that. Now, if you want to hear pretty much rock and music, country music. Has been pretty, you know, new style country music is pretty much more rocking than a lot of rock that you hear.
Yeah, you know, I have to say that that's kind of true. Like the newer artists, a lot more rock sound.
Yeah, so a lot
they
of rock
sound traditional country or even like, like there used to be a lot more bluegrass sound and folky sound to country, but that's picking up.
They change it. There's a lot. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's. I mean, I like Tim McGraw. I like Dierks Bentley. There's a couple other guys, but because I started listening to it. I never liked country. I did not like country for years. I never did until about maybe 6 years ago. And then I started listening to the country station on XM radio.
Right.
And I started to get into
it. I could see your lead singer, Mike. I could see him doing more of a country thing.
You want to know something?
I think that's where I could see him doing it.
To tell you the truth, I mean, we do rock out, but there is a lot of
things. You rock!
We rock out. Yeah, that's kind of hard.
Especially when you guys cover other people's songs. That's when Joe gets happy. Fuck our songs. We're gonna play some Phil Collins now. Yeah, Joe wakes up.
Actually, it comes out, you know.
No, that's a very good version. I don't like the original. I like your version.
But, there's a song that we do called All in the Past that has a country leaning to it. And I think, you know what, if the band starts to lean that way, so be it.
You're going to want to borrow my cowboy hat, aren't you?
I might have to.
Yeah, he's going
to
do it.
I can't wait. So now you guys had a big appearance. What was the show? It was like 50,000 viewers?
Yeah, it's on the show called Madhouse TV. Mm-hmm. Madhouse TV. A very nice group of people. They're really a pleasure to hang out with. And we were on there and we played a couple of our songs. We actually did the Phil Collins tune. And then we actually, ironically, the two songs that I mentioned, All in the Past and In the Air Tonight from Phil Collins, we did. It sounded really, very, it sounded really good. I mean, we really did a good job. And then we did an interview. And there was about 50,000 hits.
That, wow. Now, how many people were watching continuously? Do you know that?
I don't know if we had a continuum on them, but the basic.
They're on Ustream, right?
They're, you know what? If you guys want to check out Madhouse TV, they're very good, you know.
This is how Joe tries to plug properly. Watch as he insults him in 5 minutes.
But you want to know something? They kind of did get insulted in a way because I
of course they did.
Oh, no.
Charlie Brown.
May I explain, please?
They didn't feed you, did they?
Joe has the cords.
May I explain, please?
Absolutely.
Because I said, so this is like a podcast or whatever? And he said, oh, no, it's not a podcast. Well, you know, it's like an internet TV show. And I go, well, I don't want to insult you. I go, I do a podcast myself. I do it here. And
which
I
is an insult to the medium, by the way.
Look what I let in.
And then I said, you know, we do it, and then we also do it from a studio that him has, and, you know, we also do it from there. I'm a studio dropper. And, no, because I wanted to see how they work and see if stuff works there.
Yeah. I don't have a big box.
Because apparently with us, no matter where the hell we go, shit.
I'll tell you what, you're not lying.
No, you had to be a fly on the wall whether just before we started recording.
Whether it's $250 or $250,000, get the signal out ain't all that easy. But they were very gracious to us, and it was a really good appearance. We felt very good about
that's good
appearance on there. And they said 50,000 hits. It's Madhouse TV. Check those guys out. They're really, really great group of people.
So now you guys had a concert last night at Dingbats, where I saw you.
Yeah, we played at Dingbats, and that went really well. The band is starting to find themselves because we worked the new guys in. But as a live show, basically, you have to get a roll going or like a
You guys never got that going. You guys got all fucked up with technical issues when I saw you, and your time was cut short.
Yeah,
you guys never had that. I mean, you guys were fine, but I know you guys couldn't get really rolling. And it's very tight. It's a very tight stage at Dingbats.
Yeah, well, we got rolling last night, and the band was firing on all cylinders.
Oh, good.
Which was good because we were doing a video for a song that we called, which is called Change. So
will you be in the one that's going to go to Asia, or will they have the stand-in keyboard player for this version?
The silhouette.
The silhouette of Joe Curry. Right. Get the Joe Curry cut out.
I tell you, for the exterior shots, you probably won't see me because they're filming it right now.
Perfect. So,
I don't think you'll see Johnny either because Johnny had a previous commitment anyway. But
he's at Applebee's.
Can we get a cardboard cut out of you that they can bring along?
I suggested that.
Can we get a cardboard cut out of you to do for this show?
But anyway,
I don't have a budget for a cardboard cutout.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But that runs,
me.
Yeah.
Lost my head.
Well, if we got one of you, we can always chop it off and paste it. No, that wasn't nice. No, I was kidding. I didn't phrase that right. I love it.
They've turned on each other. Finally, the plan works.
No, but we're filming the live performance shots last night, and it was. I'm glad we did it last night because the band was firing on all
a lot of people there.
It was a decent crowd, more than there was the night before.
Not a lot of people there when I saw.
No, there was. Maybe,
no, I said when I saw you.
Yeah, there's probably about maybe 75 there.
That's good because when I saw you, there's about a third of that. Not a lot of people. Well, you guys were also earlier on.
Well, we were early. We went on about 11:30 last night. Where
there you
we
go.
Went
some
on
people
about,
filed in.
Christ, 9 o'clock the last time. Also, right. We had Les Paul's son there, Russ Paul.
Oh yeah, I know
which
that
was
guy.
Kind of an honor. Yeah, he was a really nice guy. He came down, you know.
I wish I was protege of like famous sperm, so people would be excited when I walk into a room.
I know, right?
Not that I, because I'm not going to do anything. That's pretty evident.
Oh,
but if my parents had done something, then I could be the son of somebody famous.
Look, it's Rosenblatt's kid.
Exactly. That's what I'm going for. My poor kid, she's fucked. Stupid, can't even get a podcast out of the basement to work properly. So that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it was very good. We're very, very and very. I'm very skeptical about a lot of stuff.
As well, you should be.
As well, I should be. I'm very skeptical. I'm always like, but I for the past two nights, I've been more than pleased. More than pleased.
Band sounds good. Now, Pippa, you went to see your husband play a couple weeks ago, right? A lot of music going on.
Yeah, you know, he's. dropped out of one band, one of the cover bands that he was in, but he's still in two other bands. And I went to see him play in the Ramones. That was really fun. They're so good.
Well, they got good material to work off of.
They do.
Do they wear leather jackets and all that stuff?
Yeah, they do. And
cool.
They,
and assless chaps?
And they actually... They,
I got a side story.
No, oh, God.
Wow.
No, not about this band. But, no,
you couldn't get the official McClinton t-shirt, but they gave you the official McClinton assless chaps?
Oh, we were toying now. We were going to do as a
goofy. Oh, God. And 75 people came down to one gay guy. What happened? Where'd everybody go?
No, we figured, you know, the five of us would have to buy them. Johnny probably has them already.
Come on. No, Joe, you can squeeze into mine. I'm not going to be there. I got a gig at Applebee's.
Oh, no, no. Please, no.
No, I tell you. Well, John, no. Well, you finish your story.
Oh, no. I'm still traumatized by the assless chaps that we saw at that S&M convention that my husband and I bungled into when we stayed in the hotel.
We're not doing that again. We're not going that story again.
No,
I don't have 5 hours.
Oh, God. I'm still traumatized by it, though. But anyway, they were playing at the Bell House.
Where's that?
It's on Long Island, but, you know, I have such a bad... I have no sense of geography.
Probably Bellport. Was it a ride to get out there?
Yeah, it was
Bellport.
Yeah,
Bellport.
But it was...
That's in Long Island, New York, for those of you who don't know.
Yes.
I said Long Island.
Yes, but I had to say New York for those of you... And that's how you fucking stop a story, stupid.
I grew up on Long Island, New York, and I grew up with a friend, which would be known as him.
Anyway, let Pip finish her story. Well, time is of the essence tonight. We'll edit this out and post.
No, it was a really good show. And, you know, they do the whole thing. It's funny because in real life, all the guys in the band have varying degrees of no hair. And they, you know, they wear wigs.
Varying degrees of no hair.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, some are completely shaved like you. Right, and then, you know, some have, like, you know,
we're calling that shaved? All right, that'll work.
Yeah, it is.
I guess it is. You're right. I see what used to be hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I rub his head for good luck every night.
Never fucking works.
Maybe I should stop doing.
Maybe you should fucking start rubbing the computer so that works.
Maybe I will. But so when they put on their costumes, they look like completely different people. But it's really funny because you know how like you're doing a gig and you're walking out and people like if you do a good gig, they're patting you on the back. Yeah. Hey man, good gig. Well then
Joe's heard that happens.
They break down the equipment. They take off their wigs. People don't recognize them when they're walking out. So
that's perfect, though. Yeah. That is awesome. But you know what? Sometimes you just want to get the hell out. You want to go to the diner and just get the hell out. Yeah. That's cool.
I know. So it's pretty funny. People know them. They're like, what the fuck? When they look at my husband with this like long black wig on. It's really
I just noticed like as you get older when you play. I mean, you used to go like play the gig in your 20s. And you got done and all you wanted to do was get laid.
Yeah.
Snort coke.
Who said you don't now?
Well, no, now you just want a sandwich.
See, I've been consistent my whole life. I've always just wanted the sandwich. You know, I know what my strengths are. I am good at going to a diner and ordering food late at night. Getting laid? That's going to take a little bit more work, and I'm a little tired.
No, back in the day, man, you go out and fight, you know, score for chicks.
But back in, listen, man, my day was, that's perfect.
Oh, wow.
Nice catch. My day was college. That's where I met them in class, and I seemed smart and funny, and they kind of liked it. I've never been able to, after a gig, meet a girl. I've had my girl. So.
You know, well, I don't want to get into it because we did a whole thing about 3 weeks ago. But you were quite the operator back then.
Back in the day, there was that week.
What a week!
All right, do I want to hear this assless chap story, or should I move on to more important and pressing matters?
No, we decided we were thinking of an angle. To differentiate.
and who came up with the assless chaps angle to differentiate? Who said, you know what we need? Pants without asses.
Michael.
You've got to stop letting him lead.
God, no. God, no. Please.
How would that have worked at the Amway convention?
They were selling assless chaps. Probably wouldn't result in sales.
They'd all have large assless chaps.
Let me tell you. Obviously, we're goofing around, but there was a story when Race Odyssey where... our bass player quit, and we were finding a bass player, and our old bass player said, I'll do the gig, but I want everybody to paint their face green.
What?
Jets fan?
No, just to look different. Or
felt
silver.
Nauseous?
Paint ourselves silver, I'm sorry.
Jelly Green Giant?
Paint yourself silver?
So silver, okay.
Or have to dress in...
Well, that makes sense then.
Yeah.
So I get a phone call from John, and he goes, yeah, he wants to do the... He'll say he'll do the gig, but we have to paint our faces silver. To do it. And I'm like, well, obviously the answer is no, but I go, what's concerning me is that I have to address a question of this. And the other thing that concerns me is I have to address a question like this, and it's not phasing me.
I know.
It's just another day at the office.
Right.
I really got to rethink my priorities here.
Oh, my God. And were you going to wear tinfoil hats with the silver face paint?
God knows.
Wait a minute. You're going to fucking mock him and your husband wears a fucking wig? Really?
Look,
he doesn't wear panties. I mean, he's wearing a costume.
So you say.
You're talking to a guy when Rotgut gets together with these two guys that sort of remain nameless that are in the band as well.
Now, you might be able to name them. I don't know if you're allowed to name them. I don't know what the definition of name dropping and not name dropping and proximity. It's better they remain unnamed.
Let's remain unnamed. But when I was in with this band, Unnamed, which is actually doing two shows soon.
Don't you plug now, you prick.
I'm not. Because the shows aren't scheduled.
Oh, thank God.
Anyway, I wear a dress. I wear a dress. I have a rubber chicken.
Of course you do.
I would change keyboards in half with a chainsaw.
By the way, I never want to hear anything about the cowboy hat again. Never. Never, ever.
You can't bust them about
Never.
I don't go on with a straight face.
you got a bunch of queens with you dressing like that.
No, I'm the only one who wears a dress.
That doesn't make it better.
Huh?
What do you do with that chicken?
It hangs up above the keyboard and I hit it with a rubber mallet. Keep it in check.
This I gotta say.
Gotta be on YouTube somewhere.
I know.
I got pictures.
Of course you do.
I got pictures.
You know what? Get the pictures. I'll post them on the website.
Alrighty. Yeah. Now, are you gonna be wearing a cowboy hat in the store?
And what?
Well, are you gonna be wearing your cowboy hat?
I don't know. I haven't picked. Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Alrighty.
I have no idea.
Alrighty.
You'll be disappointed if I don't.
No, I know. There's nothing to snicker at while you're on stage.
Well,
there's nothing to snicker at when you're on stage anyway. But
yeah, I said it. I was a little surprised.
Yeah, I didn't jump at that quickly. And I've had sleep. Oh, Jesus. A little bit.
Well, last night, I was very productive last night. but the one thing I did not do last night.
I'm sorry, not for nothing. You should have had a fire hat on last night instead of a cowboy hat.
Wow. Fires all
over. Whatever,
Offensive, defensive.
Yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm going to be fine.
So far, so good with both things.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, let's be honest, everybody, listen. I really don't give a fuck anymore because this is really not doing anything for my career.
No.
So it doesn't fucking matter. So I'm glad you guys are listening. You fucking hate us. I don't give a shit either. I hope you like us, but it doesn't matter. Fortunately, some of the stations like us.
Yeah.
Some of the stations don't like us, but they play us. But anyway.
We just trudge along.
But we trudge along.
We do. We're having fun, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we hang out with people whose names we can't name.
That's right.
I
we hang out in locations we can't locate. And we wear things we can't talk about. We are the unmentionables.
The unmentionables.
But, what I was not doing last night was watching the Olympics.
Oh, no.
Because the Olympic opening ceremony does...
Who gives a shit about the Olympics?
That's my question.
Thing?
Well, my mom got very upset because I refused to DVR the opening ceremonies and put it on DVD. I'm like, I don't have that much space on my DVR.
Right.
And she doesn't need more fucking shit that she's not going to watch.
She's going to watch. That is... Why didn't
she watch it live?
At Shabbos.
Oh, right. Okay. Duh. I lost my head. Sorry.
The Sabbath we can't mention. By the Lord, we don't talk about.
That's right. We do not name them.
People are like, what are these assholes talking about? You'll read it in the memoir. There'll be a show at some point where I'm just going to go, I really don't fucking care. It's going to have... You know like how those other people that... where Joe's friends with one of them and the other one, they have shows. And actually, the person who Joe's friends with who we can't mention, his partner loses his shit. Although he kind of lost his shit the other day on a show we can't mention when somebody we can't talk about was there. About a place that... a company that we shouldn't mention. The Vegas show ever.
The Vegas show ever.
The difference between that show and our show is there's no fucking money in it for us.
Yeah.
But, I mean, about the Olympics, my mom, I don't know what the hell, she likes to save these things. I don't think Americans care. Unless you got a kid in it. Like, I like to see us rack up the medals. I like to look at the medal counts.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to be sitting there watching archery.
And you watch and when you care about that, it's on the news. When they just tell you, all right, we won this, that, that's this, that.
It's like,
that.
USA, yeah. USA, ooh, porn.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my day.
These days I figure if anything really good happens, it's going to be on YouTube or something. So I don't have to watch it live. That's a lot of hours to kill.
Beach volleyball I want to watch.
You're going to watch that?
Sure.
There's not really any of the summer. They took away baseball.
They don't have baseball?
They took away baseball a couple years ago. They took away softball, too. I don't know. Because I guess they vote on these, like it was a trial sport,
right.
And they voted on them to renew it, and it didn't get renewed. Mm. So there's nothing really in the summer sports I would watch. I know gymnastics is very popular.
Yeah.
I mean, out of, like, hockey's probably the one thing I watch, and out of any of the Olympics.
I actually have watched that and gymnastics, but and luge, but it's like, I'm not
I like
really...
curling. Curling.
Oh, I thought it was curling, and I thought, that's really bizarre.
I like curling, so is the audience.
No.
usually bottles at you. There's that laugh, much shorter than usual. Yeah. That's the abbreviated laugh. Now, if you want to hear the full laugh, you got to go to that place we can't go to, or mention anyway.
Curling. Where you take a stone, it's a stone, and you roll the stone, and there's two guys that sweep in front of the stone, and you have to get the stone, your stone farther than the other opponent's stone, or you have to
knock it out. Let me ask you a question. You really don't know a lot about most things. And you argue vociferously about those things. yet curling.
Vociferously, what does that mean?
That means really strongly.
Yet curling, you seem to know a lot about.
Because I know a lot about dumb shit.
Well, you certainly don't know a lot about important shit.
No, it's just like a game that you would play stoned.
It's bizarre. Why are the guys sweeping in front of the stone? So,
I know.
To make it go smooth.
To make it go smooth.
It just seems like
it's a national sport of Canada.
Does it get unsmooth in between?
Ooh, bring your passport.
I'm not bringing my passport. We're not going through Canada. Why are we arguing about this?
Because I was thinking about Canada.
We're not going.
That's why. I told you that.
I love the way you work. We're in the middle of a talk. We're discussing that you just like a talk. Has nothing to do with...
Because I don't want to lose 3 hours of driving
it's
because
like an
stupid didn't bring...
It's a business. No, we just... Oh, God damn it. We just set the GPS to Toledo, and it'll bring us back to 80. Why are we talking about this?
Bring your passport. You have it. You're never going to travel otherwise. McClinton isn't doing an international tour. They're not going to Brazil. I know they're big in Japan, but...
We got to change it. Totally bust my balls about my non sequiturs, and all of a sudden, oh, bring your passport comes out of nowhere.
But did you see that led to conversation?
Yeah.
Briefly.
And you see that led to nothing.
Briefly. When we did the last tour, doing the same thing, we were talking about this and fighting and arguing, accusing each other of our acts and shit like that. So we get
accusing. You call that an act?
Yeah, we're horrible human beings to each other. So anyway, we're
not much better than others, by the way.
So busy fighting and kibitzing with each other.
Kibitzing.
We didn't know. We're leaving Michigan. I want to get down to 80 to get back out. The GPS has other ideas and brings us to the Canadian border.
And he looks
at me and he goes, I go, what the hell are we doing here? Well, did you bring a passport? I go, who gives it? It's a passport to go to Michigan.
And it wasn't your fault last time. I'm not angry. This time.
I am not bringing a passport to Michigan. We're going back to Toledo.
No, you're not bringing a passport to go to Michigan. You're bringing a passport to get home from Michigan, possibly.
We just set the GPS to Toledo and it'll take us that way.
It might take us out of the way, though.
Oh, boy, you're driving. That's right. We're going to have to do what you want.
Exactly.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Anyway.
Why don't Americans care about that? Look at me bring it back.
Yeah, like something that we just talked about, something nobody gives a shit.
Why don't Americans care
about
two nobodies doing a nothing tour?
Right, yeah.
And whether or not they're going to cut through Canada.
And arguing about the way we're going home.
But why don't we care? I think because if it's not like a professional sport, we don't give a shit. Even though we have professional athletes playing. If it's not like baseball, football, or basketball, we don't care.
See, I don't care enough to care why people don't care. You know what I mean? I'm just so not...
Oddly enough, I do.
Think about the major sports they put on TV. It's baseball, football, golf, hockey.
They don't put hockey on TV.
But you never see gymnastics.
No.
Maybe on the local channel, on like the News 12 channel.
Right.
Because, you know,
you do?
Yeah.
As in this local gymnast, 14-year-old, is fucking missing.
Yeah.
They're not showing a meet.
But they'll show a meet. The reason they do that is, and it's popular, is because the parents like to watch it. So they can watch their kids and brand to their kids. It's almost the same thing. I mean, I'm not going to watch gymnastics. I could care less about it. I think a lot of people...
Because those girls are flat-chested.
Yes. But, you know...
Now, somebody else might watch it, who we won't mention, might watch gymnastics for completely wrong reasons.
Well, I like that the
hanging out by that pool at that unnamed place, tweeting out pictures of who won the bronze.
Well,
come over here and see my uneven parallel bars.
Well, it's funny, they're talking about writing country songs, and he's like, I could write a country song. I go, yeah, let's see if you can rhyme 17 with Whirlpool. You know, but
did you say that?
Did you say
that's
that?
Fucking funny.
Oh,
did
wow.
Did you say that on the show you weren't on?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
Great. I can't
fucking funny,
Joe.
Well, if things
your
didn't,
balls are so
if
big, they have to bring them around on a wheelbarrow.
That's
hold on,
right.
hold on.
Well, if things didn't happen, maybe I'd have that clip of that imaginary appearance.
Yeah.
That never happened.
You know, people that can't tap dance, we're doing a great day of it. Oh.
I don't know about good shows, but we can fucking tap dance.
You know, I actually did like watching the gymnastics just because it clarified it for me, because it's something that I don't normally watch.
Right.
You know, and
there's a reason why.
And, you know, and they discuss why.
Men's or women's?
Women's.
She's a lesbian.
Lesbian. Y'all's a lesbian.
Y'all's a lesbian. I also like watching the ice skating. Because it's
she's great. A fag.
It's great. Yes. And it's graceful, and you know, it's like I
women love the ice skating.
The ice skating.
Well, look at you go, oh yeah, settle down, Sally.
No, he's not a great.
Like, oh, I thought you were like
no, I don't like it. You can always tell the gay skaters because when they're holding a girl up, they don't look up and take a peek.
No, you can always tell the gay skaters because of the second word, skater.
Right. But still, you know, I mean, I don't care what I'm doing, if I can get a hoof shot, you know.
You're the only one who makes it completely unattractive. Like it's a farm animal and diseased. You know what? If that's what's above my head, I'm fucking looking down too. Toe pick, motherfucker. I don't want this hoof getting all over me. Who knows where it's been? You make it very unappealing.
Mad pussy disease.
Pussy's just attacking you, frothing. Nobody likes a frothy pussy.
We're looking forward to the frothy. The
doctor's got a shot for that.
Oh. Wow. You've ruined the Olympics.
Oh, so much for the
you've ruined the grace and dignity.
But I do watch watching those parts.
I saw. Ad nauseam. Did you guys see Paul McCartney last night?
No.
Didn't
watch it at all.
Question. At this point, man or woman? Not really sure.
You think he had work?
Think he had work? I think Bruce Jenner and Steven Tyler looked and go, who you go to?
Well, wouldn't you?
If I could afford it, I would start now. This whole thing would be condemned.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Dude, you wouldn't be able to get into my house. There'd be, like, fucking cones around me.
If I could afford, there'd be a tanker truck with Botox on the side out of my house just pumping this shit in.
Oh well, God. Botox is poison. We can arrange that.
The bags under my eyes would be on the back of my head.
Your bags are fucking packed and trying to hope somebody else takes them.
Are you kidding? I was hoping that they lost them at the airport. My God.
No, Paul McCartney definitely looks...
Does he?
He looks feminine.
I didn't see him last night.
Nah,
so.
He doesn't look feminine.
Did you see him last night?
No.
Then how do you know?
Well, I've seen pictures of him lately. I mean, he's been doing shows lately. It's not like he's come out of the woodwork. He's been doing a lot.
He kind
of
looks like a basset hound.
Really?
No, yeah, like a feminine basset hound. Well, his cheeks are starting to go.
Well, I mean, he's jolly, but goddamn, how old is the man?
He's in the 70s.
Yeah, so you get jolly when
you're I'm just watching him, and he's closing out the opening ceremonies. I just turn to my wife and go, he's had some life.
Did they cut the power on?
They cut the power on.
Did you hear what happened several weeks ago?
Oh, that was in Hyde Park, wasn't it?
It was Hyde Park. Bruce Springsteen and Paul McCartney.
Oh, right.
Doing, yeah. And they cut some because they cut the power. Some asshole cut the power.
No,
because
well,
of all the
it's probably my wife going, "You're too loud."
Yeah.
They have an ordinance, but somebody was being really that hard-assed about it and decided that, oh, you know what? It's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, two
and
legends
Bruce
are on stage.
Yeah.
Two legends are on stage. Really, you know,
Joe Curry, Michael McClinton. Two legends on stage. Before they got on. Johnny Ray says, hold on, as soon as I get done with these pot stickers, I'll be right there to play lead guitar.
Actually, he's leaving. He's not going to be there anymore.
What?
He's
really?
Going full time.
Oh, I thought you meant the band for a second.
No, he's leaving. Michael opened a studio.
Right.
And they're rebuilt. It's going to be a...
Here comes the plug.
Live space. No, it's going to be a live... We don't know the name of it yet. Live space, live production.
Live at the space?
Yeah. Live production is going to be a bunch of studios and stuff like that.
Name
John
dropper.
Johnny's going to be doing that.
What's he going to be
managing?
Doing?
Working with Michael.
Really?
Yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know.
By the two people who brought you the never-ending, never-beginning Amway tour, by the two people who brought you the $2,000 Yich logo, now we're going to take young musicians and see how we can fuck up their careers.
But you know what is going to happen? Rock and roll!
Rock and roll! I can just see that. Johnny doesn't sign his name at the con. He just puts rock and roll.
You can see that.
I can see that.
Yes. You haven't been around. I think he started already.
Oh, yeah. God.
That's funny.
Is he going to show every band that signs his little fucking Ace Frehley,
Yes.
His tramp stamp?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, I like them both, but Joe, don't go anywhere near that. You're going to lose a fucking boatload of money. I don't want to fucking do a fundraiser to send you back to another state.
Here on badinvestment.com.
The weather today is nice.
Joe, don't you fucking do it.
Don't you do it. You know,
well, that's cool.
I don't have to worry.
I don't have money to put into anything. I don't have a dollar in my wallet today, okay? So I don't have
Maybe we could do a fundraiser for you.
Please, if you could.
Oh, I so want to say something. I know I can't. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nah, you got enough money to move if you had to.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I ain't going anywhere. What are you talking about?
Nothing. I have no idea what we're
doing. I'm just saying, if Joe unfortunately had to move, which, you know, it's hard to make it out on Long Island. Yeah. Joe has been very successful at making a career on Long Island. Some people can't. I'm just saying, if Joe unfortunately had to move away from Long Island, which is very competitive in the fields that he participates in, he could afford to move. He doesn't have to, though. He's a paid musician. He's a paid comic. He's a paid plumbing guy. Joe's got a lot of things going for him.
Yeah,
you know, he can afford the tolls to get off the island. We won't have to do that fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I'm sure your unnamed pal would help you.
Your name should remain nameless. Yes.
I mean, we'd have to do a
fundraiser for him, but he would probably help.
You know, get you the fuck away from him.
Well, when you've been, you know, good friends with somebody for 35 years, and you know, used to hang out, and before we had any fame or any career in this business.
But one of you doesn't have fame.
That's okay. I'll take that.
But you both have a career in the business.
I get a career in the business.
Yes, yeah, you do.
Yours are bigger than others, but nonetheless, it is a career.
Yeah, you've been successful. I don't understand. Anyway, anytime you can pay some bills and entertainment, you're doing all right. Not everybody can.
No, I know.
And a lot of people like to talk like they can, but never have.
Right, I know.
That's okay.
There are all different levels of success in this business.
Absolutely. You know, some people are selling out Madison Square Garden.
Yep.
Some people are selling out one of Joe's favorite places, the Brokerage.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are selling out the local bar, and some people are bringing five people to the show. Yeah, there's all varying degrees. You just got to be happy where you are. Never be bitter.
No. Right. Oh, God, no.
The day I'm bitter is the day I quit.
That's why I quit.
So what are we looking at? We're looking about Thursday of the Davinson Comedy Tour.
What's the matter to have to sit in a car? Is that Tuesday? I got to sit in the car.
15.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not in the show. There's a gig, but I'm not in the show.
Yeah, well, we're going to... Well, I'm sure we can get
Roll through the window for him, though, because you don't want him getting overheated out there. He starts to pant.
That's funny.
Charlie Brown's head is turning red.
Davin's going to be on stage. And, you know, and another thing, folks, did I crack the window?
You know what's funny? They tell me at that...
Somebody left a...
That is Mango Mama's at Port Clinton, Ohio. They tell me that the club is hot to dress cool, so I don't know if I'll be wearing the cowboy hat that night, Joe. Mm-hmm. I don't want to overheat.
Can't they afford air conditioning? What the hell?
Listen, we're just happy to be there. Joe doesn't know this. I had to save that gig for us. We almost didn't have a hotel or a show.
Really?
Oh, really?
I didn't tell you, but whatever.
But anyway, when I do that gig, you know, I'm not in the show. If I'm not in the show, it's cool.
Joe will teach the people how to heckle me properly.
No, I'm going to have a bite to eat. I'm going to be nice because, you know, when I started this business, I didn't learn that I had it entitled. Or didn't have a sense of entitlement.
No, you're very humble. You've always been
when
humble.
When I started in the business, some guy, you know, there's people out there that have a sense of an entitlement.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, and I'm one of the guys that I didn't feel I was entitled to anything, you know, or.
Well, I mean, here's the problem. People that can help you and would help you, if you come across as entitled or arrogant,
mm-hmm.
they probably won't help you.
Mm. That's really a mark. It really is a mark.
Joe, I mean, I remember meeting Joe. You met Joe and I met Joe. And Joe's
same day.
Yeah. Joe's always been very humble. Now he's a complete prick to me, but that's because he knows me.
It's self-defense.
But honestly, it's like when I started, you know, back when I met Davin.
Right.
You know, a little bit before I met you.
Right.
I didn't feel any sense of entitlement. Certainly not. Because, you know...
You're entitled to this shit gig.
I was learning the business mm-hmm. and, you know, learning how to, you know, do open mics. And, you know, you go through a lot of bullshit and you make your way and you figure out how to do things. But I was pleased as punch. We've already gone over how excited we were when we got a meal at RJ Gators. We were like, oh my God, they're feeding us.
I didn't feel entitled to that meal.
But the reason,
and a couple times that I got paid, I was really excited about it. But I didn't walk into every place going, you know what, I'm big stuff and you owe me.
I've had this conversation with the guys that I started with. A lot of young comics now have this sense of entitlement. The reason why is because there's YouTube. There's stuff that wasn't around when I started or we started. There wasn't YouTube or Twitter and stuff like this. You went in, and now that you get your clips on, like you put put a 5-minute clip that you have out there on a YouTube site or something like that. Sometimes you feel like a big star or something like that, but you're not. You know, you've been doing comedy 2 years, and a lot of guys have an attitude about that and really haven't paid their dues or haven't had a choice to speak up or say anything yet.
Yeah.
Listen. Here's the business. And people need to – it's not really talent. A lot of it's just attitude and how you get along well with people. And if you're nice, you'll do a little better. If not, you'll leave with your tail between your legs trying to get the next Greyhound out of town.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, a lot of times, you know, look, everybody likes to do well. There are some nights that
– Not me.
I know.
I make a habit of failing. Yeah,
but certainly not me. You missed third, Mike.
Your attitude with things very important because the thing is, if you go up on stage and you didn't have your best night, and then it happens.
Sure.
The first thing I tell myself is when I get off stage, especially if it's a new place, I'm going to walk around being sweet as pie to everybody. Because if everybody has a bad night, you know. But if you're sweet as pie, and people ask the staff how was. Oh, he's a good guy. Because people listen, but they don't listen. But if you're a nice guy, you're cool. You tip the wait staff. You're cool to everybody.
Yes.
You know, you appreciate the food that you've been given. You know, you're nice, you know.
Yeah, no, you know what?
It's a long way to go for that.
No,
I don't
care.
Yeah, no.
Did you go to the Pip Healy's Broadcasting School of Storytelling?
Oh,
yeah.
Christ. Oh, that was a double.
That was like a 3-point turn done by a...
It's a long way to go. You had 9 hours.
Our drive?
But it's true, though. It's like, one of the things that you do learn is you behave yourself and you act professionally, and you don't shit on the people that work in the place that you're going to perform.
I learned a lot.
I've seen people do that. What a mistake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't know who has the influence of the people that are booking you.
Yeah.
Just be a nice person in general.
Yeah.
But don't be an idiot.
Some people aren't. Listen, I always find, I don't want to get preachy here, but I always find it's a lot easier for the most part to be nice to people.
Yeah.
Not that I'm the nicest person in the world. Shut up, Joe. But it's easier to be nice to somebody than to be a dick to them. It's just more of an effort to
you
be.
You worked very hard.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Very hard worker.
I am a very hard worker. While you're sleeping, he's working on being a douchebag.
I'll tell you, in the business world...
Asshole. That was funny, though. Gotta give it up. Jackass. I like it better when you're making fun of your unnamed friends.
In a business world, if you walk into a place, a business, and you're going to have a meeting, say, with some big muckety-muck, and you are crap to the secretary, you have no idea.
That's the same thing in comedy.
People get screwed because they messed up with talking to the person that is the gatekeeper.
Mm.
You know what? You don't do that.
No.
Don't mess up with your
clients. Sometimes, you know
don't
what?
Mess up with the like... who you perceive to be the underling to the big star.
And then what happens is you don't get to where you want to go, and you're just sitting on the outside.
Yeah.
And you never really get in, and you can never draw a salary, and you never know what it's really like on the inside.
Right.
So I guess it's just better to be nice.
Also, there is a
– Life lessons with Davin's Den.
I also have –
sound like John Tech.
In my group of friends
– Stupidity for your life.
I've already on that channel.
In my group of friends, a couple of them are going to be named nameless. My group of friends, there was a buddy of ours who had one of the most phenomenal voices you ever heard. He should.
Thank you, Joe.
Not you.
Oh, shit.
As a singer or as a speaker?
As a singer. As a singer. This guy is incredible. The best. The best. One of the top 5 singers out there. You never heard of him. Because of his attitude, he cost 3 record deals.
Wow.
Cost one with Columbia, cost one with A&M, because of his attitude.
Which is different than the reason you guys don't have a record deal. One with Columbia, one with A&M. You need a yak?
At least we're being nice about it.
Now?
But the big secret is that people just want to work with people that they can get along with.
Yeah.
How many bands have broken up because somebody really talented got tossed out because, well, either they have some kind of addiction problem or they're just being a dick
all the time. Nobody wants to do an ass when you go out.
You guys seem to feel and handle it all right.
Yeah. Well, especially with a band. When a band goes out, you know, nobody wants to deal with assholes.
You and live with them.
Yeah. Yeah, live with them. Yeah.
24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, put up with it.
Well, that was a lot about nothing. I hope you guys got nothing from that conversation.
I'm sure they did.
I'm sure you did, because we really talked about nothing
can
use.
I don't think they got anything about you and I arguing on which way we're going to get home.
They're probably hoping we don't get home. But here's the interesting thing, Joe. We can afford to get where we need to go.
Yeah.
We won't need a fundraiser.
There will be no fundraiser.
Well, you don't have to donate on PayPal to that, kids. Joe and I have enough for gas money. Joe likes to make fun of the Cinco de Caca t-shirts, but they fill up the tank.
There shall be no bucks for Boca for us.
Bucks for Boca? Sorry, stupid was a little slow. That's what happens when I'm up since 3:30 in the morning.
You're looking at me like, I got
and
it.
And I'm looking at you like, really?
Really?
I got it. Just I got it. Just not. Because I was thinking about us. You know, no.
Come on.
My bad.
It's all
What a fucking day. I'll tell you what. I got to do a show tonight. I wasn't supposed to work tonight, but I'm going to be in Connecticut tonight. But by the time you hear tonight, I'll be in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Where in Connecticut?
Columbia?
Where is that?
3 hours away. Wow. I don't know. It's far, but I'm happy to got to pick the. I wasn't supposed to work at all this weekend, but I just threw it out there and I picked up a Saturday and I picked up a Sunday. Yeah. So I guess when you're an awful comic with an awful attitude and a complete bitter hack, once in a while things happen.
You know what? You know, but when there are openings, people go, "Oh, how about that?" I mean, not that this is like, "Oh yes, the crowning reign of stardom." But I did
not even
community
close.
Theater. I don't know how many roles I got because people knew I would show up. Mm. I knew my lines. I was professional. I was nice to everybody I work with.
And you give great head.
Yeah, nice. That, you know what?
They called her knees.
Give knees to leave. My wife has me sleeping in the guest room.
Yeah. Why do we call the knees? You'll see. We're up front.
Are you kidding me? There's no straight guys in community theater. What are you talking about?
You turn them gay.
When we had our band together, we used to have choreography. We used to have girls.
Of course you
girls
did.
In the band.
Cool.
And now I know why choreographers are gay. Because you can't get anything done if you're straight. You're too busy trying to get laid.
Uh-huh.
And
that's
I go, I don't want the choreographers are gay.
I'm surprised your unnamed friend was never a choreographer. Seems like a nice way to meet up people.
Well, my unnamed friend was actually in this band.
Of course he was. Name dropper.
Yes, yes.
So he was trying to get him to do a different kind of dance.
Yes, yes, yes.
This is before he had warm, watery places for them to recline.
Like they're lizards.
Come to my sun rock.
Yeah,
that was the sun. And of course your unnamed friend is like, no, put the rock on the roof of the cage. We don't want him getting out. They don't get out until we clean that cage. Know what I say?
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
No, give her lettuce. That way she won't get fat.
Oh, don't!
Stop! Stop Joe's mouth!
Yes,
Joe had things he wanted to say. Instead, I'll have to hear it during the break. Things that you will not hear.
Yeah, that's right.
This week.
Yeah.
It's coming, though, because you know, the muzzle's been put on me, but I have a very hard time keeping my fucking mouth
shut. Sleeping in my bed.
Yeah, speaking of choreography, we sure have been dancing around some topics.
All right. Somebody who did not dance. I'm going to get us back on track here.
You're a good boy.
Triple jumper from Greece, an Olympian, going to live her dream. Things were going to happen. I can't pronounce her name. Joe.
It is Vula Papas Christou. Vula Papa Christou. Saga po zepona oscar noska nis. My end up. Sorry. It's a Greek love song. Anyway, she's from Greece.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's from Greece. So she put out this little Tweety Poo.
Tweety Poo. Why do you always have to say ee poo? Put a poo. What are we? I feel like we're.
Because this is a whole bunch of shit.
At the Mahjong table in Boca. Wait for somebody to come from New York. Anyway.
If I was at that Mahjong table, I'm sure I could get there. Let's have a fundraiser.
Yes.
I'll be selling t-shirts to get people to Boca.
Bucks for Boca.
Bucks for Boca.
Bucks for Boca.
Yeah. So this Olympian from I don't want you to say her name again because I can't listen to you sing again.
I'll say it without the song.
That's all right. Doesn't matter.
I was looking forward to some souvlaki after that performance.
Melanana. Okay.
With so many Africans in Greece, at least the West Nile mosquitoes will eat homemade food.
Oh.
She got banned by this. All right. I know. I'm setting myself up here. I don't get the joke. I know. She was going for it. I don't get it.
It's Greek humor.
So you don't get it either, do you? But I was in a fraternity. Doesn't that count?
Are they saying that there are a lot of mosquitoes in England with West Nile?
But she's not even mentioning England. She's mentioned Africans and Greece. I don't know what the fuck
she's
doing.
They probably have mosquitoes with the West Nile virus.
Oh, right. A lot of West Nile
I guess
in
it comes
Greece.
With, and I guess they're prevalent in Africa and with the African.
You know what she should
Greece.
Do? She should workshop that.
I know.
You know what the whole point is? If we're sitting here trying to deconstruct it to see if it's funny or not, it's not.
Now, the Greek Olympic Committee banned her because they found it was racially offensive. I think they should ban it because it was a stupid tweet.
To keep on thinking.
Yes.
The Olympic Tweet Committee.
We'll grade them.
And then, of course, she comes out with this apology like she's a comedian or something. You didn't want to offend. Yes, you did.
Did it take 24 hours?
Yeah, I don't know. It always does. I think so. She's part of the right-wing party. You know, like a neo-Nazi party. Like, I didn't mean it. What? Yes.
Yes, you did. Wow.
The microphone's trying to get away from Joe. Whoa, boy. Whoa.
Whoa. She's part of a neo-Nazi party?
It's considered like a neo-Nazi party. Very anti-immigration. Like, not like Joe.
I can write better material.
Yes, you can. No, but it's very anti-immigration. So, like, the two left-wing parties in Greece have, like, come out against her, so she got banned. But she's like, "Oh, I wasn't trying to be. I want the spirit of the Olympics. You know, I'm sorry. No, you weren't.
No, you're not.
You just fucking just take your medicine.
Take your lumps because you said it. You meant it. Yeah. Take your lumps.
No, I don't think she should be banned for it.
I mean, she's not a comedian.
Clearly, you know, we know lots of people that think they're comedians that aren't really. To be a comedian, you need to draw. You need to earn a living to be a comedian. But anyway,
no, you don't. Apparently,
anyway.
But the thing is that I mean, if she's trying to, I'm drawing an analogy between comedians who have said things that are clearly supposed to be jokes and have gotten trouble for them, and this is a person who's not a comedian.
We'll talk about one of those people later on.
Yes. Was trying to make a joke, I guess, but it's offensive.
Listen, jokes are hard. Nobody knows that more than me and my audience.
No, yes. They absolutely are. But I don't know. I think that in this case, when you have Olympians, they are set to a higher standard because they are representing their country.
Because athletes are always fucking intelligent.
No, they're not.
I mean, if anything is international about sports, don't listen to a fucking athlete.
It's not that across the board, every ass athlete is...
Every athlete! Really taking quite the reaming today! He hopes to medal in the fisting event! No lube. That's not allowed.
That's a great name, Ashley. Some Ashley's been saying stuff.
I think they've been doing it in San Francisco.
Yeah. I think that's a name for a new porn theme. Oh, athletes.
Athletes.
Not Ashley.
Not Ashley. That's filthy.
Like Ashley.
Of course you do. Oh, you're a filthy man.
You like Ashley? Oh boy. Some depends on your future.
So once she apologized, should she have been reinstated?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. Even though I don't believe her apology.
I don't believe
Let her go to the
either.
Fucking Olympics.
Yeah.
You know, I think she should apologize to comics. I think she should apologize to people who follow her on Twitter. Who
if everybody said dumb shit, there'd be nobody around.
At least not on Facebook.
In trouble for the one stupid thing that they said.
Or multiple. Or multiple stupid.
Yeah.
Somebody can't be in the Olympics.
We would be here. Dun, 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 dun.
Joe broke into wheelchair.
The dance was great.
So,
every season.
Who says he's not? I think he's having an ass leak all over my pillow.
It's a very spirited part. You got to get into that when you do it.
Please don't. There'll be no music in the car ride over. So this was a Greek Olympian. Could you see this happening in the United States? I could.
Oh, absolutely.
I could see this.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In the climate
Unless she issued a heartfelt apology. The collective sigh of the apology.
Oh, I'm getting sick and tired of everybody apologizing for
apologize. Waddle. There used to be somebody who I won't mention who used to do a good impression of that other DJ who I won't mention.
And one of them I was very good friends with for over 35 years.
Well, I'm friends with you, and you're friends with him. What are the degrees of separation of friendship?
One degree.
Oh, right. The inside show.
Yeah. But it's like, I've got to apologize. I'd like to apologize to all my friends.
Yeah, it would happen. It would happen.
Athletes who I may have insulted as shame. How do you shame? Is there somebody going, holding their head down and going, oh, I feel bad about that. Those poor Nigerians. Who gives a shit?
It was just a stupid joke. I mean, oh God, we've become so PC police all.
Well, this was the Greeks. We haven't become PC police.
Yeah, I know.
We're fine.
I mean, as humans, you know. I mean,
humans stink. It's time for the monkeys to take over.
Just like, you know what? Then let the, you know what? Get the Africans on the same plate. Yeah, get Gaboo-boo that's on this.
Hey, hey, leave my girlfriends alone.
You know
how much fun we could have if I got to go to the Olympics?
Oh, boy.
Team and say, look, Ruler apologizes. Let's make everything big. Tell a Dinah joke or a taking it in the ass joke and we'll all move on.
You know, that's
on.
Kind of funny that none of these scammers have asked me to raise money so they could go to the Olympics.
Why would they?
I don't know. They want computers. They want internet. Why not ask for... They're training for the Olympics. They need a tracksuit or something. Or a plane ticket. You know, not everybody can afford to travel.
And maybe we could help, like, and also this wasn't
Thank
very
you.
Funny. You could also help people touch up their act.
Not me, but other funnier people could. Maybe that friend of yours who we don't mention, maybe he could help touch it up.
Yeah, right.
Ay, ay, ay. So that was, yeah, she got fucking banned. So she got banned from the Olympics. Somebody got banned from, not banned, asked to change his demeanor at Disney World. Now, it was not the person who we might usually think might be a problem at Disney World, somebody who we hang out with from time to time, for obvious reasons, could be an issue at Disney World.
I'm actually going to bring a situation up with him at Disney World.
Oh.
Wait, you're taking a vacation with him at Disney World?
No, I'm going to bring up a situation at Disney World.
Now, should we mention this person's name for this?
No, because apparently there's a problem if we do.
Oh, right.
So, you know, some people get upset. So, you know, we'll keep going.
All right, so let's talk about what we're talking about, and then you can bring up this.
Absolutely, let's do it, okay.
Yeah.
This show makes no sense to most people.
No sense to a lot. Damn well, big sense to some.
You know what, yeah, if you want to find out.
The biggest show we've ever fucking done.
That's fucking saying something. Yes. So there's this gentleman. Goes to I don't have his name, Joe.
Thomas Tolbert, 52.
Thomas Tolbert, 52. Now, he does what Joe does part-time, dresses as Santa, just as Joe's a part-time Santa.
Yeah, but this guy, what a hack.
But this guy...
This guy's the guy that all the Joes look to. Joe's like, one day, I could be that real fake Santa.
Yeah.
Those guys make damn good money, though. They really do. They get hired by the department. The department stores hire them out.
Yep.
And what you do is you go... It's like going on the road, man. You go on the road, and for a month... And you're doing
on a sleigh. Yeah. now, how much does it cost to get a reindeer from point A to point B? Do we need to take a fundraiser to feed the reindeer if we were going to travel by sleigh?
Well, it might be factored in some places.
All right.
But these guys are hardcore Santas. And, basically,
that's a good name for a porn. Hard. Ho, bitch. I'm going to come down your chimney.
A story with plenty of ho-ho-hos.
Santa's going to eat your cookies.
I'm going to tickle you with this beard.
Here, let me cover up that red nose with some icing.
Yeah, you've got more than a mistletoe.
Where's my mistletoe belt buckle?
How would your camel toe look with my mistletoe?
And then the elves get a crack at it, too?
Sure.
Hey, Santa, put your candy cane in there.
That reminds me, I got to call Agnes. I think I have scene two for the porn. All right, Joe, now I have something to do after my show tonight. Where's my beloved?
Where's my beloved?
Do.
Yeah, but these guys are heavy duty. With
so, no, he's like, he's one of the preeminent Santa Clausies.
Yes.
He's a big fat guy, wears the beard, loves to play it up.
Wear the beard, he has
You're right,
beard.
I'm sorry, you're right. He has the beard.
He
wears his face. He wears his face.
Yeah.
So people love him, if you're into Santa Claus. So he's at Disney World, and people are running up to him, Santa Claus. Now, he's not wearing the Santa outfit, he's wearing like a Santa Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah.
Like what Santa does in the off-season.
Yeah.
Red high-top sneakers with green laces, with a billowy, specially made shirt. It was decorated with a collage of Santa
Claus. It's a puffy shirt! I'm not wearing a puffy shirt! It's a puffy Santa shirt!
I'm famous, Kramer. People are probably trying to name drop me.
Oh, I shouldn't even say your name! You should have been able to say anything you want to say! Freedom of speech is dead, Kramer!
No, Jerry, I don't know if you can say things like that on the radio.
My Jerry turned into Jerry and Bobby Gonzo.
Yes, it was more hot than Jerry.
It was very hot.
Oh, no. Kramer, help me with the arms. I know, Jerry. I don't know how to drive a car.
What's the deal with her acting out of my arms?
I was so naive. I thought that Gonzo made up the arms.
Yeah. We all did. Anyway, so did I. Not that funny, Joe. I don't remember vaudeville like you when you were young. Stupid. So anyway, so people are getting us back on track, and then we got to take a break in a few. Wow, we've accomplished nothing, as usual. Except a lot of vague.
Like my regular job.
Yeah, well, good thing you're not getting paid for that. Where are you going?
I need a tissue.
You going to cry over this?
I am.
Yeah, I got a big box of tissues.
Oh, awesome. Here. Thank you.
Sure.
Anyway.
I was afraid this was going to be a sad story.
Do you want some Cheerios and a sippy cup, or can we move on, Precious?
No, please. I have my little Cinderella doll over here, too. I'm all set.
Nice. Hope she doesn't get shot. Because that's funny.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, enough of that. Santa Claus the Fraud, mm-hmm. I'll call him the Fraud, or Mr. Tolbert. Mm. He goes to Disney, people are running up to him and everything. He's signing autographs. And Disney gets very upset.
Right.
They ask him to tone it down.
Yes.
Tell people, you're not who I think I am. Mm-hmm. I'm just on vacation. Leave me alone.
Right.
That makes Santa sound like he's on his period, by the way. There's no reason for Santa to be a douche, unless he is one by nature. I wonder if Santa's going to have enough to get back from Florida to the South Pole, or North Pole, wherever the fuck he's going.
See Santa having Mexicans build his stuff, he pulls up the sleigh of the 7-Eleven, they all hop in.
Okay.
Come on in, boys. How much? $10 for a day. I'll hop in a sleigh. Ho, 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 Hector.
Ho, 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 Hector. So Disney says... I'm going to get this fucking bit through if it kills us, and it just might.
It might.
It's going to kill me.
So Disney says the reason they do this is because it's a safety issue. They don't want adults wearing costumes.
Yes.
I kind of get it.
I do, too.
I do, too.
I think it's a good policy.
Yeah.
I think they could have been a little better about it. Yeah. I think Mr. Tolbert could have considered... You could have respected their wishes more instead of playing it. He didn't have to wear the Santa shirt.
Right.
Don't you have a McClinton t-shirt? Oh, wait, they don't make 3X. You don't. But...
Well, I could wear a regular extra large. I can't help you there. 250 pounds, you might get in it.
But, I mean, what do you guys think?
Well, first, when I heard the story, because I heard the story, and I'm like, who is Disney? Because I didn't know the basic.
Who is Disney to tell people what to do?
Basically, when I first glanced at the story, I'm like, I think Disney is overreacting, because I thought the guy, because when they show the picture of the fella, he has the white hair and the beard, and his face looks very much like Santa.
So does his body.
Let me finish.
Okay? All right.
So I didn't, when I sat and got down to the nuts and bolts of the story, where he's there with a Santa shirt and he's there with the sneakers and stuff like that.
And a reindeer.
Yeah, it's kind of distracting to the whole Disney atmosphere, because he's a character that's not an iconic character, but not a part of the Disney thing.
He's not real like the Disney characters.
Right, well, but it's still distracting. And yeah. Disney does have a right to tell you what to wear if they feel it's inappropriate. Now, years ago, I was...
Well, this isn't even what he was wearing, Joe. This is more because of his beard, I think.
If it's because of his beard and his hair... Disney is out of line.
Yeah, you're right.
Control that. If it's about
what
you're wearing,
shave.
They could, but it's Disney's in the wrong. If it's about what you're wearing, if you look like Santa Claus, but you're not really wearing, you know, trying to play it up, that's fine. But he's wearing red and white shoes. He's wearing a shirt with Santa Claus faces all over. It's distracting to the situation.
Maybe he was wearing the shirt. Hey, do I look like this guy?
Yeah, I know. But it's distracting to the atmosphere that Disney's trying to set. They do have a policy on things that they might feel offensive or distracting. Now, years ago, I've known this fella for years. This is almost about 25 years ago. This fella who will remain nameless. I actually went to is in California because I was
now. Like, where's this fella from?
Well, he's from Long Island.
Yeah, you know, now Long Island is known for having a lot of very funny comics.
Yes,
this fella.
Yes,
Adam Ferrara, yes. Rosie O'Donnell, right. Jerry Seinfeld, Joe Curry. Unfortunately, now there's also a lot of guys who aren't making it
right
on Long Island.
So. So
there's a glut.
There's a glut.
So I was visiting person's family because I've known this guy so long I'm considered one of the family. And while we're
not a close member.
Not a close member. But we go to Disneyland. And while we're at Disneyland,
Land or World?
Disneyland.
Okay.
Not World. World's in Florida. So we're at Disneyland in Anaheim. And my friend, who will remain nameless, is wearing a shirt that kind of had like the word fuck all like different.
Did he buy a "Fuck the French" Cinco de Caca T-shirt?
No, he's got taste. So anyway, he goes.
You know that. You know that's light. It's gonna fucking affect our gas money, Mister.
I know. Everything's sitting at the table. Shut up. Tell the story.
Anyway. Give it to the stripper. Give it to the stripper. Shut up, stupid. It's half a tank of gas.
You could have $5. No, we'll get to that. No. I would have bought the shirt just to
see. I have hot women asking for free shit all the time.
Well, then cater to their whims.
So, you
So That's what I like to hear.
Well, you know what? When Michael starts giving away free fucking t-shirts, I'll start giving away.
We don't have that time.
Well played. Joe's on fire. But we should do all of our shows on Saturday afternoon.
Joe's had sleeping and work a full day. So anyway, we're at Disney World, and Disney felt that that shirt, even though you couldn't really see the word because it was so jumbled, Disney asked him to change a shirt, get another shirt and change that.
Yeah.
And he had the right to. They had their discretion. They have this guy playing up that he's a Santa Claus, and it's distracting to the characters and the presentation that Disney wants.
Right.
Disney is in the right.
I think they absolutely are, too. But, you look at this. This guy is coming in, and he's really playing up the fact that he is Santa. I mean, it's kind of strange for Disney to say, don't tell the kids to go fuck off. I mean, you can't go traumatizing children.
What, do you think you're in Davinsden? Think you're on Facebook?
He should not have showed up playing it up with the clothing.
What do you think the mental stability of this guy is? Like, where he's, like, living the mythical character.
Let me tell you something.
You're not Kiss.
Let me tell you. You know what? Yes, you are. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah. I'm Kiss?
No.
Well,
no,
they're Jewish.
Let me tell you something. From somebody that does play Santa, you are a star.
That's a sentence I never wanted to hear.
I'm telling you. And I don't look like Santa when I'm off, but when I'm dressed like Santa...
You're not jolly either.
I know. Yeah, I know.
If Disney told you to tell the kids fuck off, you go, all right. I was thinking about doing that anyway.
I'm a fucking hat.
I've been doing all day.
Thanks for the permission.
But when you are Santa Claus, you're like a celebrity, man. I mean, I've gone into like...
Some morons.
These halls... Santa's here, the old one. And me, little kids are hugging you. I mean, it's great. You feel like Jerry Sandusky then, but anyway. No. But it's just the power you have over
Santa enters.
Enter Santa, man. But anyway, the power you have as this iconic figure. You're walking back to the car and Santa! Yes. You feel like a rock star. This guy looks so much like him. Maybe this is the only thing he has that gives him any feel of worth or something like that. So he feels
You know what? Maybe you have a point because, you know, people who feel like worthless on the inside. They usually lash out at others. So, you know what?
But he decided to do it in a positive way.
Yes, exactly. He's being constructive.
Unlike Santa, they decide to go to a warmer climate.
Oh, boy.
I wonder if it's harder to be a prick when you're sweating your balls off. All right.
As a matter of fact, my girlfriends and I were in Pennsylvania, and we were driving in the car, and there was a guy jogging down the street that had the whole Santa look, and he was jogging in red sweat clothes, and we slowed down the car to look at him, and he waved at us, and we're like, oh my God, it's like, what the hell is this guy's deal? So we pull over and say hi to him because we want to take pictures of him. He's like, yeah, sure. The people ask me for pictures all the time. As a matter of fact, and he has in his little, like, red Santa...
Nutsack.
No, not his nutsack. He's got one of those fanny packs on.
He shot his eggnog at you.
Merry Jismas!
There were three of us, as a matter of fact. Mm. But he had a black fanny pack and, like, a big belt buckle on this red... the jogging suit.
Santa does not have good taste.
He pulls out a picture of himself to give to us, and it's got his wife with him dressed as Mrs. Claus. They fucking live it. Isn't that bizarre?
Weirdest thing, and then I want to get to plugs because we got to take a break. Weirdest thing I ever saw while driving, I was in the South. I'm driving along, red light, look over my left. There's a guy walking with a cross strapped to him.
No.
That's got to be a bitch of a swap meet you're walking to.
Is that yours to bear?
Well, I just picked it up. I'm kind of attached to it now.
I'm a hoarder.
And I'm just like, nailed it! But yeah, that's a true story.
That's bizarre.
At least he wasn't wearing a fanny pack, so I think he comes out ahead.
Yeah, really.
All right, we got to take a short break, a couple minutes. Just want to thank a couple of people, and then, of course, we'll come back with the second half of the show. I'd like to, as always, thank our... sponsors this week. I'd like to do our plugs in a coherent manner,
okay,
which is different than what I've been doing the past couple of weeks. I'd like to thank Success Martial Arts in Chester, New York. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect to do together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Success Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Please make sure you ask them about their summer programs for the kids. Got about another month of that, I think. Give them a call to learn more about it at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or please check them out at smacenters.com, smacenters.com. Also, Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria. Luca Trattoria and Pizzeria, located in the ShopRite Plaza in Warwick, New York, offers the best pizza and Italian food in the lower Hudson Valley. All of their food is made with the freshest ingredients by hand. Luca Trattoria is the place to go, whether you want to slice or have them cater your next special event. Give them a call at 845-986-2002 or find out about their weekly gourmet specials on their website at lucapizzawarwick.com. lucapizzawarwick.com. Make sure you mention Davin's Den for a free fountain soda to go. Also, as always, JamesThomasWebDesign.com. As always, Joe echoes in a creepy voice. creep. No wonder you dress like Santa. Santa Sandusky. That would have been great for Sandusky.
Oh, Santa Sandusky.
I know what I'm going as Halloween. Santa in a fucking Penn State shirt.
Oh, my God.
Did you see him getting ready?
You need to talk to your pal who we won't mention and have me come to that party that we won't talk about. He would love that costume.
Getting ready for the holiday, hanging mistletoe over the showers.
Kiss it. I love you. Anyway, we're ruining James James plug.
Start that over again.
Yeah, sorry, James. James Thomas Web Design. That's why you need to listen to the plugs. You never know where we're going to make it inappropriate. Yeah. Every platform, every browser, every type of special media, they have it. Social media. I fuck it up every time. They have it covered. If you want your website to make an impression and you want the best technical support, James Thomas Web Design is the company for you. Check them out at JamesThomasWebDesign.com and tell them Davin's Den sent you for a special discount. Side-Splitting Productions for comedians, DJs, murder mysteries, and more. Side-Splitting Productions will get you the right talent at the right price. Check them out at SideSplittingProductions.com. Pip, if you could please thank our lovely affiliates.
Sure. We are being played now on New Age Radio. And I don't know what our time slot is on New Age Radio.
We are actually live starting at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday Eastern. So when we're doing live shows, they're going to carry the whole show for you. So when we're not at that place we don't want to name drop about, they are the only place where you can listen to us live.
That's so great. And,
for the whole show. For the whole show. Yes.
And we're also being carried our actually, it's a repeat, but we're being carried on hawkradio.net on Thursdays, 11 p.m. Hi, Joey. Also, we're
that sounded
on...
hot.
What's that?
That sounded hot.
We're on WKAD, Wicked, which is Thursdays from 5 to 8. We're also on clutchandwiggleradio.com in the first hour and a half of our live shows on Tuesdays. They're playing. And we're also on morelikeradio.com Fridays at 10 o'clock. You can download our shows on Stitcher.com, iTunes, on davincomedy.com, and we're on Ustream TV, the channel live from the compound. You can see all
name dropper.
Well, I have to say it now.
Drop.
Or you can see our video shows with Anthony Cumia.
You let the cat out of the bag!
I had a name drop.
Oh, I fucking blew up our little monitor. Your ears are going to go deaf when you hear this.
Joe.
Is that all of them? That's
yeah,
all
that's
them. Joe, please thank the shows that we do stuff with.
The Mick Thomas Show on the Mick Thomas Show yahoo.com. Check
is
out
he going to fucking send me something, a
I'll
link?
I'll have him send it to you. He's a great guy. He's been plugging us, though. He's a good guy.
I know, but I want to give him the
Check him out on the Mick Thomas Show at yahoo.com. Also, check him out on WRCN on Long Island on Friday mornings. Also, whackbag.com. Drop it. Well, whackbag.com.
You dropped my bag.
I dropped my bag. Whackbag.com. Please check out whackbag.com for all the latest information on O&A. Yes, drop.
Damn it, we almost got through the first half.
We could not make it.
We'll try better second half.
Carrie Edelman's show. Check her out. She interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out her live show Tuesday evenings at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com. patreon.com/Kerry Edelman.
Hi, Kerry.
We got some other shows there. The Kenny and Conti Show.
Kenny and Conti Show. Check out our pals, Kenny and Conti. Arrogance and Alcoholism, like I have it myself. Monday night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com or cringehumor.net and thecomedyscene.com. Clusterfuck Radio. Join comedian Brian Berner for No Situation Too Humiliating to Confront on Clusterfuck Radio Live.
You know, we're actually doing a show with Sean. We're actually doing a show with Sean.
Thank
from
you,
Clusterfuck
Nana.
Radio.
Is that
well, yeah, that's why I'm fucking plugging him.
Okay.
Sean Mortens, who's on Clusterfuck Radio. We got a show coming up in August at Rambler's Rest.
Sean is on
Wait
that show?
I put Sean on that show.
I bet, but Sean does Clusterfuck?
Sean's on Clusterfuck.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Sean's a fantastic guy.
I love Sean. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's on the show. So it's going. You guys are all going to meet at the house. We'll go up together. But anyway,
oh,
go
he's
on.
He's a good guy. Yeah, no, Clusterfuck Radio. Check those guys out. Brian Brenner and Sean Morton, a really great guy, very funny comic. Check those guys out live every Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Standard on cringehumor.com.
Some guy show.
Some guy show.
Yeah, that's some
Jay,
guy show.
Jay Such and Joe
He's still plugging us?
And Desk Chicken.
Is he still plugging us?
Desk Chicken Woodlawn, yeah.
I like Desk Chicken. He's very funny.
They're
He's
good
very
guys.
Funny.
And check those guys out on the Some Guys Show as the target pop culture and topics of the day. Check them out on hottalkla.com.
All right, Pip, before I get into this monster plug, your husband got anything going on?
Not right now.
All right. Joe and I will be doing the Davin's Den Comedy Tour.
Yes.
Yay.
Now, by the time you hear this, the tour will have already started. Unless, of course, James puts it up on my website beforehand, and then you can still go.
And you can check the tour in progress.
Yes, we'll be heading to the Midwest on Tuesday, July 31st. We'll be doing what professional comedians do in travel. And get paid for it. Tuesday, July 31st, we'll be in Bowling Green, Ohio at Grumpy Dave's. For tickets, call 419-353-0988. On Wednesday, August 1st, we'll be in Port Clinton, Ohio at Mango Mama's. For tickets, call 419-732-1830.
I'll be on stage, I'll be in the car. Come out to the parking lot and
stay
listen,
I'm sure I can get you a host. I'm sure I can get you a host spot if you want it.
But I'm good about it because I don't have any
listen,
chip on my
shoulder. We're lucky. We're lucky to be working.
I know shit.
Trust me, we are.
I'll probably bust tables. Are you kidding me?
I'll let them know.
Thank you, please.
His wife might get upset, or not. Thursday, August 2nd, we'll be in St. Joseph, Michigan, at Czar's. For tickets, call 269-983-1166, 269-983-1166. Friday and Saturday, we'll be at the historic Holly Hotel in Holly, Michigan.
It's a great place. We were there a couple of years. A really good place, man. Had a great time. Can't wait to get back.
For tickets, call 248-543-5208, 248-543-5208. And on Sunday, the last night of the tour, we'll be in Mundy, Michigan.
Mundy.
At Alexander J's. That reminds us, I gotta set up the hotels. For tickets, call 810-715.
Yeah, and on Sunday night, we'll be out in the fucking street.
Hopefully somebody will give us charity to get home.
Stupid thing to get us a hotel.
Well, we'll do a fundraiser, Joe. It'll be all right. Hopefully people will give us enough money to get home. Alexander J's. For tickets, call 810-715-9137. We're going to take a break. Who are we listening? We are listening to Talking to Lois. We'll be back in 10 minutes with the second half of our show. We'll be right back. And we are back for the second half of the show, or as it's known on the street, Davin's Den 2. I say the street because Joe's wearing a hoodie, so I better stand my ground and shoot that motherfucker. You know, if we were at somebody else's place, Joe might get shot.
Might. Just on sight. Sight of a hoodie.
The sight of a hoodie. It's very intimidating. Only people with more melanin wear hoodies.
Wow. He's okay. He's like me. He doesn't have any.
He doesn't have any what?
Melanin.
No, he's got a
he's
color.
He's got some.
It's a little flush. That's probably the heart attack that's coming.
It is time for a quick noise! That is right, what do they of Davin's Den? We are not tired, we are ready to roll to give you some more extra. So stick around with Davin and Pip and Joe as the party continues. There's no reason to leave. Sit down, get back, take off your shoes. Okay, put shoes back on, they stink. Okay. So what does I say? Oh yes, stick around for extra, because we are here at Davin's Den for Port Duel!
And now it's official.
And I was so anxious to get back down here to the studio, I almost bust right into your pantry.
Huh?
The door that's next to the door to get down here?
There was a can sale a couple weeks ago at ShopRite. You would have been killed by cream corn.
What a way to go.
I lost an eye because of the beets.
Hey, at least they're not 5 years old like whatever's in the back of my pantry.
Yeah. Your pantry's in your bed, Joe.
Yes.
He looked at me like I was an asshole for a second.
Like, took me a while to click. Yeah.
Much like me with the Boca joke earlier. Welcome to the stupid bus. We've been saving a seat for you. We knew you'd be joining us.
My wife and I got in a big fight because my leg was over the dividing line. There's a Mason-Dixie line on my bed.
Like Aerosmith in an opening band?
Yeah, it was. The mic stand was a little bit over the line. And I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and I go, look, let's get this straight. I'm laying a line. I used to work in a fence business. I'll lay a straight line out. And I go, your wrist is 2 inches over that line. It is not. I go, bullshit, it's right there. Now, either my leg goes over there. I had to settle the score.
Joe went to the library, pulled up some microfiche to show the property lines in the bed.
They pulled out a black and white cookie to demonstrate this is how we're going to work this.
How we're going
to
work it, exactly.
You racist bitch. Nobody likes a mulatto cookie.
Hey, let's not get to, we never did do the Oreo.
We're not going to. We're not going to.
I'll let people, don't get their hopes up.
We've teased it once or twice.
We'll catch them once we get there.
We've teased the cookies. We will not get to the cookies.
No. Are we still talking about edibles?
Yeah, that's what happens when the third mic takes the lead mic.
Okay.
We're talking about teasing the cookies. I go there.
Continuously. You just don't know when to quit.
No, I don't.
Yeah, gonna need a fundraiser.
That's the audience.
Send her back. Anyway.
All
right. So we were talking about a man who got banned from Disney for what he was wearing. Well, yes. Not banned, but told, knock it off there. Knock it off there, Santa Claus.
Turn it down a skosh.
So in New York City, the Hasidic Jews.
Right.
In Williamsburg, Brooklyn, which is a very Hasidic Jewish community. If you don't know what the Hasidic Jews are, they're just like the Amish without the horse and buggies.
Yeah. A lot more rules.
Yes, but they wear all black. They wear the black... long trench coats. They wear long shirts. They have the hats on. They have the little the sideburns like little lambs.
What's the word for that?
Payas.
Payas.
Yes. Good. If you want to grab them.
Hi, Ron.
and
give us cash.
And the women wear the long skirts. Hmm. So they own a lot of businesses there. Yeah, a lot of businesses there, as Jews are wont to do.
No, they're not involved in commerce anywhere.
Nowhere, ma'am. There are no Jews in commerce.
Never been known for that either.
No, never happened.
So, they started implementing rules that if you do not dress what they consider proper attire, You cannot come into their store. They do not want you wearing shorts. They do not wear want you wearing tank tops.
Right.
You cannot look like a hoochie mama or casual.
Obviously, they don't run any Walmarts.
But, you know, and there's been a whole uproar. The community's very upset with them. I think they have the right. It's their business. You don't have to go there. I mean, it's not about, I mean, Jews were usually better business people. We usually want everybody to come. But, you know, listen, we see no shirts, no shoes, no service.
Right.
You know, you can't wear jeans to certain nightclubs, or you have to wear men have to wear a jacket or something. It's their business. I think they're fine.
Yeah, it's a sort of skating the line between freedom of religion and
you can go get your groceries someplace else.
Yeah. I get, you know, it's freedom of religion, but it's not good customer relations. It's
well, that's their problem, relations. Though. That's their problem.
Yeah.
Not what I would want to do as a business owner, but that's their problem.
In the article that we're referencing, they even asked the business owners, don't you care about the loss of revenue from the people who aren't going to come to your store because of these regulations? They said, not really. We'd rather have you covered up or don't come at all.
No. Your calves are very distracting.
My ankles have been known to turn some men to drink.
Well, even
and others to gay.
But even it's even led to some unorthodox Jews to say that it's ridiculous.
Unorthodox. No.
We believe in Jesus Christ.
No, we call them the normals.
The normals.
No, this isn't an Orthodox thing. I mean, because my parents are modern Orthodox, and they don't dress in all that. This is Hasidic. Very different, very strict. They, you know, these are hardcore Jews.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, when God comes, you're going to want to be with these Jews.
Well, there was one. Professor. He was a First Amendment scholar, and he was.
If it's not the Second Amendment, I'm not interested.
But it's,
oh, we're not there. Right
he was
now.
Saying it's no longer sufficient that they have shared norms among themselves. They are increasingly trying to impose their norms on the rest of the culture. So is it? And that's what I'm saying. You
no, because you have the freedom. It's not like they own every fucking store in the country.
Just
yet,
almost.
No, but not that. Listen. I know if you live in the neighborhood, it's very inconvenient. But like I said, there's dress codes in restaurants and everything. Yeah. This isn't new, so don't go to that business.
Right?
They're not saying, you know, in this case, when you're out on the street. Although there's places up here where they'll guilt you. They'll do things if you're not dressed properly. But that's not what this story's about.
Right? No.
And Curious Joel up here in Orange County. You know, they've had issues up there where they've harassed women that were not dressed what they consider proper. But that's not what this story is about. Listen, this is their business. It's they own it. You don't have to go into it.
Right.
Keep on walking, Lucy.
See, I don't have a problem with them enforcing a dress code within their own business. I would have a problem if they were trying to enforce their dress code on women walking on the street.
Absolutely.
Which is part of the article, because they said that the Hasidic community joined together to push the city to take away their bike lanes that go through Williamsburg. Because
then how are they going to get the Chinese food delivered?
Exactly.
But they didn't want to see women going by in shorts or things that they saw inappropriate. That I have a big problem.
That's a different story, though. That's different. I got a problem with that. That's a different story, though.
And you also have...
No, it was in the article, so that's why...
It was at the tail end. It really wasn't important.
Yeah, okay. I'll to the end, all right?
I don't.
You also have... there's a private bus line that goes through that area where women have to sit in the back of the bus.
As well they should.
As well
oh,
they should.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Well, let me tell you, I hope Rosa Parks didn't go through that town.
Rosa Parks. What schmata you had? Yeah, get to the back. Not schmata, schmata.
Schmata
is a black a black person's a schmata. A schmata is like a rag. Yeah.
Babushka, schmata.
That's Russian.
Babushka, Russian.
Yeah.
Schmata, same thing, right?
No, schmata is Yiddish.
On the head.
I never knew that.
That's what I'm here for.
We used to have that a friend of mine who is another friend of mine who shall remain nameless.
I don't think he has any friends.
The anonymous show.
My anonymous show, we used to say, Shmata Barbushka. Shmata Barbushka. Very inside joke.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you two greet each other with that next time.
Well, they do greet Joe as Shmata because he's wearing a dress when he's playing with...
Rotka, yes.
Yes, Rocket.
Considering two other people that shall remain nameless.
Yes.
I think this is absurd. I think, but you know what? I think that the fact that this is even a story is borderline anti-Semitic. Because like I said, all these businesses, You can't, you know, a lot of businesses want you to wear certain things. Why is this a fucking issue?
But why, if there's a pharmacy three doors down from me, that I have to go to the other side of town because I have to dress like a school mom to go in there?
No, you don't. They want you wearing pants and a shirt. Mm. They don't want you dressing like a school mom. That might offend them. But why? Because that's the neighborhood you're in. That, you know, that's the short of why, if there's only one diner in town and they say no shirts, no shoes, no service, you have to wear shirts and shoes. Because them's the rules.
Mm. On the same token, if you go into an ethnic neighborhood, like a...
And I will not.
Make sure you lock the doors when you do. But when you go through a Chinese neighborhood or you go through a Spanish neighborhood...
It's funny, every time I go through a Chinese neighborhood, I want to go through it again a half hour later. hack! A hawk!
You want to know, so you should really get a really on that, but that's pretty funny. It's a guilty pleasure. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's a guilty pleasure.
Yay for me. It's a banner day.
Larry Cable Guy kind of way.
Listen, we can't critique comics that are much more successful than us.
That's right, because that would make us sound bitter.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. That's and whiny.
That's true.
And arrogant.
You know, sometimes they have to pick up and leave, and we don't want to, you know, and it's rough.
Absolutely. Go on, Joe. You were making a point, I'm sure.
But also, like in ethnic neighborhoods like that, where the signs are in Chinese, the signs are in Spanish, should they be imposed to have the signs in English?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, because once again, they're trying to, and you know what, if it's in America, I think it should be in both. I mean, I have no problem with it if you're in Chinatown and it's in Chinese and American. Or English.
As long as it's in English.
Yeah, I agree with that. But they're trying to... I didn't want to talk about this, but we will. They're trying to make English the official language.
They should be.
Nah, you know what? Because you know what? When you become a citizen, it says that you have to know to be able to read and write English. It says it there. So I don't think we need to make
does
a law.
Really,
it does. As part of the swearing in process, part of the parameters, yes, you have to be able to speak and write English.
So yeah. How come so many people don't?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Listen, we can barely manage
it. They should have English as the official language.
I don't think we need to make it official. I think everybody knows.
But the thing is, when the Italians came over, when my family came over, stuff like that, English was to be spoken outside. If you want to talk Italian in the house, that's fine. But my mother used to tell me that my grandparents would go nuts if you wanted to talk Italian outside of the house because they wanted to assimilate here.
Yeah, but you just raised the point that your family took it upon themselves without the government doing it.
Yes, but a lot of times people come here and think they're entitled to not learn the language of the country and expect everybody to kowtow to them.
Well, I mean, listen. Well, if they expect you to kowtow them and you don't understand
them,
that's their problem.
When you call up someplace and you
that's their
one for English and two for Spanish, I think it should be English. And let me tell you something.
Well, one is English.
Yeah, but the thing is, it shouldn't be that way. It should be English. And you know, you might say, so, well, you were born, raised here. How about the person?
So if there's a 911 call and they can't get the English down, they should die?
No, they should learn the language and figure it out.
Things. Yes, it takes a long time to learn a language.
Tell you, you're talking about
how many languages do you know?
I know one language.
And barely at that.
And English, okay?
All right, but do you know how difficult it is to learn a language?
Too bad. You're coming to a new...
Well, there you go.
I don't go to Italy expect people to kowtow around me to speak English. I would try to learn the language.
Listen, I agree. They should try to learn the language. I don't think we need to make official proclamations like that because I think it divides people.
No, there's enough division.
It actually brings people together.
Not if they resent you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I was about to say that. People that come here that refuse to learn the language or learn the culture, there's a lot of resentment against them because every other race that came here learned it. They paid their
dues. But they learned it without having the government tell them. You're the one who wants less government. You're the one who wants the government interfering less, and this is more government.
It's actually just like the commonplace, not even the government in installing it, but saying that, you know, if this is our official language, then we're all on the same page. You see what happened in Canada because they have Quebec province, and Quebec, the official language is French. They want to secede from Canada.
But they couldn't.
It's very divisive.
Well, Canada things have... Languages. Listen, but Canada's different because things have to be in English and French. Everything. You get a champagne...
And that's what we're saying.
But we're not saying that. We're still... No, I'm saying everything should be in English.
Yeah.
I'm saying... every sign should have at least English on it. I'm just saying... We don't need Congress. There's more important things for Congress to be doing. Let them work together and get us jobs and get us out of Afghanistan and all the other nonsense we got going on. We don't need them doing this right now. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. To me, English is the unofficial official language. Even in Chinatown, I think every sign should have English on it so everybody can understand. I just don't need government doing that for me.
I also want graffiti in English. When you see Chinese graffiti...
He's been waiting for fucking that. Look at it. He was like fucking a cougar pouncing. He's like, all right, finish up with what you're going to say, stupid. I have this line about graffiti. I need to get out immediately. It will not hold. This joke is going to spoil. I've been working on it for 6.5 years.
Here it comes.
I saw this coming. That's why I brought up the official language. I know it's not in the show prep, but I'm not going to get this opportunity again. So go.
I officially want to note that I hate you both.
It was in your eyes. Why should graffiti be in English, Joe?
Because if Wang is gay, I want to know.
Wang is always gay. The name Wang is gay. There's never a masculine Wang.
No one heterosexual ever Wang Chung'd.
No, if you want to have fun tonight.
No, thank you for saving that whole segment.
You're welcome. Here's your life raft. I will not be doing it for you next week on stage.
Part of that whole bit.
Joe's like thinking 6 years, and this is all I got out of that. Yeah. Well, Joe says, you know, the show helps him write for the act. That wasn't the case there.
Hey, look, I'm not going to argue.
You shop that and you put it back.
I just set the premise up, and I'm called on the carpet for 2 minutes. You think the punch is going to be that great? Really? Is it going to be delivered with conviction?
Well, sure. No, sure, we fucked it up.
It's like when my wife goes, explain the porn on the screen.
You see, he's getting her from behind right there. Yeah. And you see this midget? That's actually the star of this flick.
Look at that little bastard. Look at that little bastard.
Honey, can you give me the pointer? I want to show you this guy's penis. It's really quite impressive.
He brought a little box out from him. Get to the box.
The box was already there. Yeah. Her name is
If you're a midget, do you want a smaller box or a bigger box?
I think you want a smaller box.
I think everybody wants a smaller box.
Mm. Everybody wants one.
Yeah, we're united with midgets. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of boxes, watch this fucking segue, kids. Some members of our society do not own boxes. They own penises.
What?
About 49% of the population owns a penis and does not have their own box.
Can I just talk about a homeless lady getting comfortable here?
She's in hoarder mode. All of a sudden, my kid's going to be losing dolls.
Where are your cats?
You want a chair or a Subway grate? What the hell are you
I want a shopping cart, goddammit.
Let's just fucking tattoo Wang on her. In English.
Are you going to talk to me with your Wang?
Absolutely not.
That was last night.
I was doing my awful box segue. People ruined it.
Sorry.
But anyway, so the Hasidic, those wacky Hasidic.
Those wacky Hasidic.
Added again. Most people know Jew.
What's that Mad Moish up to?
On UPN.
Mad Moish.
On UPU. Mad Moish.
Yeah, usually we're for the blacks, but Mad Moish.
And a world gone mashugana. Moishy owns one delicatessen, and you're not going to get in there with that mini skirt.
In a land of sugar, there's only one man that can handle it, and that's
Mad Moish. What do you want me to do?
You come in here and ask for a ham and cheese, you smart ass. Get the
Maybe you could wear a little more or something.
I did that, actually. I went into a kosher deli and asked for a ham and cheese sandwich, and the dirtiest looks I got.
Oh, my God.
I know. I didn't realize it was a kosher
I was doing
deli.
A fence job in a Jewish area, and my partner goes, go get lunch. Get me a ham and Swiss. I come back an hour later, and he goes, where the hell have you been? I go, you're the asshole who wants a ham and Swiss in a Jewish area. I go, 2 towns over.
I know.
Now, if it was a black area, we said, get me some... I fucked it up. Never mind. It was going to be a racist joke, and it was stupid.
It's going to be perfect.
It was terrible. Let me go back to my Briss story.
Okay.
Briss. It's iced tea. Briss iced tea.
It's Briss.
You want ice cubes? No, have a little schmeckle. Anyway. All right. So the Hasidic Jews, we get the Briss, the circumcision, bada bing, bada boom, a little off the top, we're good to go. So the... You in, you out, a little schmeal, you're good. So the Hasidic...
I don't have the Italian description of a Jewish story.
Hang with me, you see a lot of things. So the, well, they're very similar, as you know.
Yes.
So the Hasidic have this tradition where they... I'll call it the Sandusky tradition.
Oh, God.
Where after the snip, they like to place their mouths on the penis and suck some blood.
God forbid if you wear a low-cut dress, though.
I have, no pun intended, this blew me away.
Wow.
I had no idea.
So graffiti, Joe.
Wang is gay, Norton. Wang is gay. You can't read it, Norton.
I had no idea that they were putting their mouths on these baby penises. What the hell?
Well, why wouldn't you? Who are they going to tell?
Oh, my God.
So yeah.
At least the Catholics wait till they get a little older.
Have these people not...
You never know. You never want to go to a Catholic football school.
Oh.
That's right. You're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
St. Ignatius at the showers.
So, since 2000, because of this practice, because the sucking of the blood with the lips and all, there's been two deaths because of herpes. 11 cases. So New York City wants to... I don't really think they want to ban it. I think they want people to sign a waiver that they're going to have this. They're really in an uproar.
Oh, yeah.
New York City's over this. Now, here's my question. What do you think, first, of the fact that New York City initially went after the big gulp, and now they're going after the little sip?
What I don't like it was I had a big gulp line ready to roll, and you fucked me.
Oh, sorry. Mine was written down to sound spontaneous.
Maybe some people have a point.
Yeah, well, no, they don't. They probably won't be able to afford electricity soon unless we do a fundraiser, so they won't even hear the show. Listen, I think the waiver, if that's all they're going for, like a waiver, I'm cool with that. Like, hey, you know what? We're not responsible if your kid gets herpes from this dirty rabbi
but
over
how
here.
How are the Jews going to find a lawyer? There's never really a written.
Oh, boy.
You got a point there.
Drinking piss? What is that?
Diet Mountain Dew.
It's like diet urine.
Mountain Dew. Right. It looks like panther piss. It always has. It looks radioactive green. That's what makes it good.
Glad you stopped the conversation for that.
You know what? We're on a very same plane. We're on the same plane today.
And now the stuttering begins.
Well, yeah, you're stuttering. I'll stutter. You have a line. I have a line. I'd say to myself, why did I stop this story dead? You just mentioned to it. Now I'm rambling on about bullshit.
So, Joe, bring your passport is all I'm saying.
Rambling on about bullshit. Now you're stepping into my territory.
That's her thing.
That's my thing.
That's her hook. Put the damn thing. Now I got to stop and find it.
I was just kidding. I don't want to talk about it now.
All right.
I was goofing on the segue. But you were very earnest with that. Listen, I think a waiver's fine.
A waiver is fine.
We're not responsible if your kid gets a little something from
them. How creepy is that?
Well, you know what? It's creepy.
But they didn't just get herpes, they died from it.
Two out of 2,000.
I know. Two out of 2,000?
No, I mean, no, I'm sorry. No, two since 2,000.
Yeah, I know.
That's not really a lot.
No, it's not. But the fact that there was even, like...
But you're getting it from a rabbi.
Yeah.
Not the bad... Well, at least you know the kosher.
Yeah. No, I mean,
okay, you
signing
catch
a
up,
waiver,
right?
The parents signing a waiver saying that they know that there's a possibility that, you know, something could go wrong, just like anybody has to sign when they're getting an operation.
So the Hasidic feel that this impinges on their religious freedom. I don't agree. Because they're not stopping them from doing the practice. They're just saying get a waiver.
It does not agree. You get a waiver. And as a matter of fact, if you're Hasidic Jew, you just sign your name.
It's amazing we can't get interview one on Shabbos when we're recording this show.
That is interesting. Why weren't any of them available?
Sucking kids' cocks.
Go
State.
I personally find it very nasty because
I find it delightful. Who else can say they got a head in a week old?
Yeah, playa.
Oh, God.
You know, our friend is probably thinking, do rabbis always have to be men?
Jews believe that blood was the life-giving element, and sucking it from the baby's penis was initially your thought to prevent infection.
No, yeah, thanks.
You're a vampire.
Instead. Yeah, no, it's gross. But religious freedom, if they want to do it, as long as they acknowledge that the risks, and you know, God, get the rabbis tested or something if they're going to be the
sucker. You don't
sucker.
Test the rabbi.
Why not?
Why not?
You've got to test food to see if it's kosher. You want to make sure he is.
Yeah, really?
Test the
rabbi. You should do that.
Okay. Yeah, these rabbis are fucking around.
Yeah, they are.
Are they?
I don't know them all, but yeah, they go to Hawaii.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Everybody, they're men, stupid.
I know, but they're religious men.
Oh, really? Yes, and religious men never do anything inappropriate or creepy.
It depends on the religion. I mean,
every fucking religion.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
You know, Catholics aren't the only one who fucking nailed that. They just like little boys. The Hasidics like grown strippers.
Really?
Yeah, they go to the hookers and everything. They're filthy animals.
Really?
Yeah.
Absolutely. They're just like you. I've talked about it. They're just like you and I, pigs. We did a show a year ago, Joe, where one of them are selling Jewish sex toys.
Right.
We did a show about that.
But I thought they were very discreet about it. They were very discreet about that.
Do you know a man that can, you know a man that can keep his fucking mouth shut when he just got hot, laid by a hot piece of ass?
But I just can't say, what you looking for, sugar? I'm looking for a piece of meat. Can I have one?
Yes, that's how it goes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. And it's not like they could, you know, the inconspicuous, you know, they could wear something else.
They could go.
But yeah, but here's the thing. They all look the same. A little out of shape. Yeah. Balding a little bit in the front, long fucking sideburns, glasses.
Like see the lineup.
He was wearing black.
All right, who tried to pick you up for sex? The guy with the black hat and black suit.
I'm not saying they are, but the Hasidic look like a very inbred group.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I hope my parents aren't listening because I'm going to get a nasty phone call. Oh, you know, yeah. I haven't done this in a while. Yeah, and my sister, your aunt and uncle, shut up! This is why we don't have the opening ceremonies on DVD.
Oh, boy.
Right. Leave me alone. Here's the queen coming down in a parachute. Okay?
That's fucking great. Oh, I'm sorry, that's Paul McCartney.
Twice.
I would write
Majesty.
That down and use that tonight.
I don't like to do things that are funny.
I know. Some people feel that way, yes.
So let me ask you this. Does this disprove the theory once and for all that there is no such thing as a bad blowjob?
What?
Well, guys always say there's no such thing as a bad blowjob. I gotta say, you got a hairy bearded guy coming at you with the old herpes? Yeah. That's a bad fucking day at the office. I mean, you shit your pants, you spit up all over yourself. Still, the rabbi's the worst part of the day.
Yeah. Can you imagine some kid in therapy? Now, tell us why you have all these latent sexual tendencies. Well, my first memory was looking up and having ZZ Top blow me.
Glad I'm not the only one. Oddly enough, it was the guy that was named Beard, and he didn't have one.
Yes, I know. That's just bizarre. What are ZZ Top's groupies thinking?
Yeah.
They
think they're fucking a bunch of Hasidic guys.
Let me tell you something. We opened up for this band ZO2 last week. And
I believe we talked about that.
Oh, did we talk about
that? Yes, we did.
Okay, we did. All right.
And how horrible their fucking... groupies or whatever the fuck were, and how I said that your groupies weren't much better, and you tried to stick up for them, and then today you said they can't even fit in a fucking large shirt.
Minutes of it, all right? I didn't realize we do.
Well, I pay attention to what you say.
Right, well, somebody does. Okay, good.
Robert's rules. Let's call this podcast order.
Okay. It's been a very, very quick, short back-to-back week with stuff. So sometimes things blend into the other.
All right. Speaking of blending, you know who can't blend anymore? Gay people and the Boy Scouts.
That's because they insist on wearing the tutus with the uniform.
Well, let's see if I can get ourselves... Well, you know, they've had the wee blows for so long.
Oh, God.
This is what happens when I let these two kids play by themselves. All right, kids, let me write this fucking ship and get through this.
Well,
start.
Not really. No, basically, you ever notice when you have noise and noise cancels noise? So I figured if she said stunk, if I could... Counted that was
no. We just got two piles of shit.
Steak, it would be nice. All right.
Nope. Yeah, just smells like two heaping dumps.
Thanks for trying to save me, Joe.
Yeah, he throws out the fucking little lifeline. You're reaching. He's like pulling. Come on, you can do it.
Note to somebody out there: on that one section, maybe you have a point.
Okay. That one section. We'll expunge that from the record.
Expunge that. Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So the Boy Scouts. It's been under advisement once and for all. We will not have any gay scouts. We will not have any gay scout leaders. Because we have to make stand. Now, before I go on, Joe, were you ever a Boy Scout?
Yes, I was.
Were you?
Yes. 200, Elwood, New York.
Name dropper.
Yes.
How would you have felt if there was an openly gay fellow scout?
Very uncomfortable.
Really?
Really?
Very uncomfortable, yes.
Why, do you think he was going to get a fucking merit badge and blowjobs?
You just feel very uncomfortable being
Do you feel uncomfortable around gay people now?
No.
Honestly.
No, not really, no.
Then why would you have as a kid?
Because basically it was... It's weird, because basically with children, if you're gay, the whole thing for bonding is when I was raised in a house full of women. My grandmother raised me, my mother raised me. I was taken out to dress stores every day. All the time.
Hence Rotgut.
I could I can match shoes with a dress. I know how to hem.
Can't munch punchlines with premises, but.
Right. However, I smoke, I drink, I whistle at girls, and half the reason is I had no father figure I didn't have a father figure until I joined the Boy Scouts. And I was, they really told me how to be, you know, around guys. And
how to be a man's man.
How to be a man's man.
With that merit badge and that kerchief.
Yeah. Our troop was pretty cool.
I'm sure you guys were kick-ass. I'm sure you guys were.
Our troop was pretty cool, though.
Yeah, of course
really
you were.
But I'm not going to sidetrack.
Of course you were. You didn't help little old ladies cross the street. You pushed them down. Yeah. You guys were badass.
No, but I don't want to get into it. But we were in an Orthodox troop, the shit we used to do. But anyway.
Making fun of the other gay kids.
I just think that a Boy Scout, I don't think that the... having a gay scoutmaster, it just seems.
I wasn't even talking about scoutmaster, but you can bring that up.
A gay scoutmaster or a gay person in the Boy Scouts, I don't think that's a good idea, because basically, with all just for the premise of all the child molestation and stuff like
it's the heterosexuals that are molesting them.
Yeah.
You never hear a guy like fucking Elton John doing it.
Yeah.
The openly gay guys, you see him coming a mile away, you know not to get in the shower with them. It's the fucking guys that you think are just a friendly coach that are fucking fingering you in the shower. It's the straight guys. It's the quote-unquote straight priests. It's never the ones that go, he's a fag. It's never them.
But it is the straights that are the pedophiles.
The guys who can't admit to what they are. And we know people like that. People that are openly against women all the time are probably hiding their homosexuality.
A lot of these senators, these politicians that have come out of the closet, have been caught, quote-unquote, with their drawers down, have been very outstanding against...
Outspoken, not outstanding.
Outstanding.
They've been outstanding!
So I was right. Outspoken and outstanding.
And fabulous, too.
I just seem that the Boy Scouts have got a set of rules. They're an institution.
So is the U.S. Army.
You know what? Everybody has their own agenda. Everybody has their own policy. And everybody has the right to stand by their policy. Tell me what the difference is of keeping their policy of no gays in the Boy Scouts compared to a policy with having no people that are not clothed properly go into an ascetic store. They both have their right to do that. They're both an institution. They're both their private organization and have their right to that.
Well, I don't know if they have that right to, because you can't openly discriminate against what people are. So if biologically you think people are born gay, if that's the premise, and we don't know, I don't know.
So you think
they're born gay, then by that assumption you should not be able to discriminate against them. It's like being born black or Asian or something else.
Right.
You shouldn't be able to discriminate against what somebody is.
Mm-hmm. I just personally, I feel uncomfortable.
But why?
I just think that kids that age are very impressionable, but I
don't think they're gonna have like a fucking merit badge and jerking a guy off in the back street of a biker bar. I mean, listen, a lot of these homosexuals, this is gonna blow your mind, you can't even tell.
Yeah.
They act like men's men.
They're
definitely fine. I mean, if they're not fucking sashaying down to fucking build a tent, if they're just doing all the gay shit that Boy Scouts do anyway, yeah. I mean, if they're just acting like quote-unquote normal people, if they're not openly flamboyant about, first of all, it should never come up.
Right. We're going to build a float today, kids.
Well, there's a float. But, I mean, I don't see how it would come up in the activities that they do.
No.
It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't either. I mean, I really don't understand how it would make a difference in the regular activities that are going
It's not
on.
Like boy. It's not like you get a merit badge and catcalling women.
In our troop, we did.
Well, you were a fucking rogue troop, but like, I mean,
we were. Yeah.
All right, fine, but like, listen, I don't think it should be discussed. I don't think heterosexuality needs to be discussed in the Boy Scouts either, or in karate class, or in Little League. I don't think it has any place there.
No.
But let people be people, especially if you subscribe to Joe's feeling that you're born that way.
So then they should just have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
I don't think heterosexuality should be discussed either with the kids.
No.
Take it home to your parents.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. Nobody talk about who you're fucking. Let's make that rule.
Yeah.
You know what? If you're banging abroad, awesome. If you're banging a dude, awesome. We don't need to do it. It's going to rain. Let's get this tent up. And you know what? Let's fucking start a fire. Well, I know how to rub two sticks. No, not like that.
if your tent is up, I don't want to know about
exactly. You know what? Let's just, everybody keep, whether you're gay or straight, keep your cock in your pants.
Yeah.
And it seems to be the straight guys that hang out with the kids that have more of an issue with it. And let's just find, it's just stupid. Let's make the little soapbox and have our little derby, because that's heterosexual.
I just wonder if everybody would feel the same way if it was about lesbians in the Girl Scouts. What do you guys feel about that?
Well, nobody likes it. Well, is she a lipstick lesbian?
You got a camera?
No, listen.
God, I don't go that way.
No, I mean, listen. I don't think people, when you're dealing with children, should be openly gay or openly heterosexual. We don't always have to show off our sexuality.
Right.
You know, when you're acting, when you're with children, sex should not be an issue. You shouldn't be going to the 10-year-old, hey, look at that piece of ass. Whether it's a guy or a girl, it should never come up.
Yes.
That's what your parents are for.
Yes.
I don't want my Boy Scouts making out with girls or boys. Let's just fucking do the gay shit that we do and put on our little tan shorts and fucking march in the little parade with Little League on Memorial Day and be done with this shit. It's not that big of a deal. And you know, you support the U.S. troops. Listen, motherfuckers, our troops are now can be openly gay.
Right.
So shut the fuck up. You're out of touch.
Yeah, I think the whole organization in feeling that way is out of touch. And actually, if there were openly gay people or, you know, gay kids in your troop, I mean, they wouldn't have been openly gay because they weren't allowed to be. But you probably would not have known. And you
so
would,
just there, have a don't ask, don't tell policy.
But like I said, fine. But for exactly, for everybody.
For everybody.
It doesn't need to be discussed. Now, what do you say? Well, if the guy pulls up with another guy, so what? They're fucking pulling up. They can be friends. Doesn't have to be discussed.
Yeah.
Ask, hey, listen, it's my friend. None of business. We're not discussing. It's inappropriate for me to discuss my relationship. We're here to fucking, you know, whittle, whatever the fuck Boy Scouts do.
I don't know.
Whittle and diddling.
Are there any women that are involved in the Boy Scouts? Like, do they have troop leaders?
A lesbian got, not of the Boy Scouts, one of the other ones. A lesbian got banned. She was like a troop leader.
I'm talking about just Boy Scouts. Are there any women of any sexuality?
Women are gross.
By involved, what do you mean? Like, we're teaching the kids and stuff like that?
Yeah, no, I mean,
because
like
my mom was involved with the Boy Scouts, with the troops. She used to be like, she was the secretary, because my mom was a legal secretary.
Well, that's a real woman's job. She should be secretary.
Well, no,
handled, keep her away from the firewood.
She handled all that stuff. You know,
right, but I mean, like,
know.
If they had a meeting and, there was, like, a co-leader, a woman be there. I'm just saying that...
No, I think it's the Boy Scouts. I think it should be men.
It was men. Okay, but...
Yeah. Men.
But just for the moment, let's just say that there were co-leaders and they were a woman and man. And say they were married. Well, they're not going to be talking about their marriage. They're not going to be talking about what they do in their bedroom. They're
Here's your merit badge face. For position 69.
Yeah, they're not going to suck face in front of the kids or talk about any of that stuff. So if two guys were...
Oh, can you see a married couple? Here's a merit badge that you're not getting for shut the fuck up. She'll never get that badge.
We're going to have to take away your merit badge for blowjobs. You haven't done that in a year.
You can't get the fire started? Oh, okay. And there's another thing that you're not getting started. Yeah. Oh, you lost? Why don't you just stop and ask somebody? Asshole.
Yeah, can't get the fire started here. Can't get the fire started in bed either, asshole.
Oh, I
think everybody should be gay now.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the Scouts say that their mission is to serve more Scouts. That's their mission. That's why they came up with this ruling.
To service more Scouts?
Not to service
more. Oh, darn.
But to me, that flies in the face of logic, because if you're excluding people,
right.
You're serving less people.
Right.
So.
Yeah,
but now, in 2000, the Supreme Court upheld this. So they can do this.
They're a private organization, and as much as we find it distasteful, I think that they do have the right to...
Well, but you know what? Golf clubs can't discriminate. They can't, like, keep black people out as much as they want to.
That's true.
You know? Yeah. So if you go by Joe's theory that you're born this way...
Right.
They shouldn't be able... The Supreme Court got it wrong.
It shouldn't be an excludable...
The
offense.
It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing of the children involved. With a golf club... With a golf club...
Well, who do you think the caddies are? A lot of the kids. And again, I point to the fact that when somebody's diddling the kid, it's always somebody who's fucking married to either a woman or God.
Yeah.
You know, listen, if it's when they're straight, they're banging the other sex. That's what's going on with the teachers.
I don't know what it is, but
it goes back to, I'm sorry.
That makes sense. When they're straight, they're banging the other sex. Good job, stupid.
No,
you guys missed it. I'll go back and kill myself on it. You guys fell asleep at the wheel. Let me back this bus up.
Joe and I were too busy talking over each other as we usually do. But
true.
And I completely lost my train of thought. Derailed.
Mission accomplished.
You bastard.
Listen, I think the Girl Scouts are way better anyway. Got cookies.
I know.
Yeah.
Girl Scouts are way better.
You had to see, I used to have to sell these, we used to call Tom Watts kits. And what was in a Tom Watts kit, it was all this like tchotchkes and absolute shit. And you would have to go to, you know, your friend's house, your mother's co-workers' houses and sell all this shit. Hi, I'm selling just this big box of shit. You do fundraising and stuff.
Nothing gay about that.
No.
We had to do that for school, you know, middle school.
I sell Toblerone for like the Spanish club.
What?
Toblerone. It's a candy bar.
Really?
Yeah.
Yummy. Yummy.
Yeah. Yep. Oh. Should try one.
Is it okay now, Joe, now that it's something delicious? You wanted to kill me, but I said candy bar is good. Joe's like, really? This story got fascinating.
I like candy.
Go on!
I like.
Do you still have these chocolate bars you speak of?
That's exactly the face that he made.
He wanted to kill me. He's like, this is the most interesting thing this person has ever said to me.
Candy?
I joined right in and laughed. I wasn't fucking thinking.
Your face is very expressive, Charlie Brown.
we had a little kit of all kinds of bullshit that we had to bring.
Like a
door-to-door salesman.
Right, that's what it was called, a Tom Watts kit.
And you open the box and it's like...
It's all that shit.
Vibrators, batteries.
Not even anything good. Nobody in their right mind pens this.
You were a Girl Scout?
I was a Girl Scout, but I'm talking about middle school. I was a Girl Scout. I sold cookies like a motherfucker.
Swallow, Joe. You fucking spit up down here.
Oh,
I know this equipment isn't breaking, but you fucking spitting Pepsi on it isn't going to help it.
It can't hurt anymore.
It gives the little order sheet. I would literally run home and start canvassing the neighborhood before this other little bitch has got a crack at it. Because we were all fighting over sales with the same people. Oh, it was a monster.
I remember one time we had a, we were doing a bake sale. A scout troop was doing a bake sale. And we used to have this.
Nothing gay about that. You wish you had a gay guy. You would have sold more shit. The cookies would have been delicious.
Okay. So anyway, we're at this, and it's called Elwood Day. It was this big.
Elwood Day?
Elwood Day.
Yeah,
in Elwood.
Elwood.
Oh. So it was a community thing. So we go to Elwood Day with like about 12 dozen cupcakes, and it rained. And
is that what they called your troop? 12 dozen cupcakes?
No.
Okay. They left your cake out in the rain?
No.
Is that where you're
nobody likes a soggy cake.
It was one of the best days of my life.
Why?
We came back to the house, me and my mother, a friend, and our kids, and we ate cupcakes all day. And for a 12-year-old kid being sanctioned by your mother to eat all the cupcakes you can, that is, it ruled.
It must have been heaven,
ruled. Joseph, have some more. Instead of, they're going to ruin your fucking dinner. Yeah. Have some more, Joseph.
Mommy didn't want to cook that day.
No, she
wanted to get rid of all those damn cupcakes.
Yeah,
that
was
there, right.
It ruled.
That's so great. I have.
Look at her line I'm in today.
I'll tell you what, candy bars and cupcakes. You guys are fucking thrilled.
Stop the show dead in its tracks.
It just reminded me of something. I have friends that are cops, and they had to go. You know, with the DARE program. One of the programs is that they drive into a neighborhood and they open up the trunk and they have all these little Halloween bags of candy and stuff. Yeah. So, but they have to sit there and actually put the bags together.
Yeah.
So they go to the supermarket and they get like a ton of candy, like an absolute amount. And one of the cops that I know, it was a junk food junkie, like you can't believe. And so what they did was they got all the bags from the supermarket, and because they were going to have to put these kits together, they dumped them out on the floor. You should have seen his eyes light up. He dove into the pile and rolled around like he was rolling around in money. And somebody took a picture.
It was payday. Payday candy bars.
It was awesome. You see this cop light up like a little kid, like, candy!
You guys are going to love this next story, then.
Oh, good.
Because it's about food.
Awesome. We're hungry.
Well, we're not funny, so we might as well be hungry.
We're hungry.
Chick-fil-A. The big story. You ever know the CEO of Chick-fil-A, which is a fast food restaurant based in the South, quite delicious, based in the South. They are closed on Sundays because it's God's Day. He doesn't eat fast food on Sunday. The CEO said they asked how he was in an interview and they asked if he was against gay marriage, and he said guilty as charged. So there's been this whole uproar about this. The thing that I'm surprised about is that he actually went on record with this. Now, they've donated money to anti-gay groups and everything,
right,
which is their prerogative. They can do whatever the hell they want.
It is.
I'm kind of surprised he went on record, because if I own stock in that country, and that company, if I own stock in that company, I'd be like, shut up, stupid. Just make the chicken sandwiches. make the yummy chicken.
Yeah.
But he went on record and everything. There's been a whole uproar about this. People want to ban it, boycott it.
Big deal. You fillet cock all day. What's the big deal?
What?
Fly, bit. Fly. 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 Fly.
Do we have an explosion sound effect?
Fly a little bit. Fly a little bit. The little bit that could. Chugga, 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 chugga.
Keep going, Joe. Run out the clock.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
Joe's just going to run this bit into the line.
Go, get over to the other side of the table. Chugga, 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 chugga. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can.
Remember when Joe just failed with graffiti jokes? No, but I mean, listen.
It's all about Wang, though, isn't it?
You know, listen, the very liberal position on this is, and I guess on this show I'm one of the more liberal ones, is to boycott Chick-fil-A. And that's your prerogative.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, you don't have to
as
go.
As much as their prerogative to have a stance on.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's their money. I think much like the Hasidic guys, it's not necessarily the brightest business decision.
Look, if you're hungry. You know, you gotta. Yeah, I mean, look. If I've been driving all day and I haven't eaten in 12 hours, if I see a place called Hitler's, I'm pulling in.
You make it sound like it's not your first choice, no matter what. Well, we know everything's hot out of the oven. Huddle up. Get the music. Not much meat on these bones. Oh, look, a golden tooth in the Happy Meal.
God, the show
is
saying
this. Oh, wow. Too soon? Where's the music?
Right. That
was a damn fine Nazi reference.
That was monumental. That was great.
No.
That was great.
I don't think it...
Well, you know, as a capitalist, I feel free to spend my money where I choose to spend my money. And now
absolutely.
That I know that that's their position, it doesn't happen to be mine. I don't have to have any of their delicious little chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, you know, it's even less surprising when you figure that the chain is based out of the South. The South's more conservative.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you got the mayor of Boston going, well, we're not going to have Chick-fil-A here. Okay, fine. Until you're out of office.
Right. I don't think that he should be able to browbeat any business.
No! It's still America, sort of.
But the thing is, and I thought about this, as like, we're not going to have Chick-fil-A here. Really? You're not going to create jobs? You're not going to create jobs in the neighborhood? Really?
I know.
I blame Obama.
What, are they having gay bashing Wednesdays?
Yeah. Oh, that reminds... I hate to go back. I hate to go back. I was just thinking about blaming Obama.
Yeah.
So, during the Cheap Trick concert, the Dream Police is going to the Dream Police. They're in it. I go, and I blame the liberals. They're everywhere. They're regulating our dreams. I stopped the concert to call back to you.
Yeah,
her favorite song.
I'm trying my favorite song, and he's going to do bitch. A comedian at a concert as hell.
Well, fortunately, you weren't. Sorry to go back, but I completely forgot about that. I thought Joe would appreciate that. No, I mean, listen, as a liberal and Pip's more liberal, guys, shut the fuck up. If you don't want to eat there, don't eat there.
Yeah.
They can donate their money. Listen, if they want to donate their money to fucking killing Jews, I have the right to boycott it.
Absolutely.
But let's not get crazy. I'm not a boycotter. Are you a boycotter?
I'm not in general, but there have been a couple instances. Like, I did boycott Subway after they decided that Michael Vick should be their spokesperson. Because I have a really big problem with his dog fighting. I don't care if he apologized.
Really?
I was enraged. Enraged. I stopped eating there.
Really?
Well, now that it's more than $5 for a tuna sandwich, I might stop too. It's up to $6.50. I was enraged.
You didn't enjoy the new Beagle and Swiss Hero?
No,
wait,
and
go see if Joe did it, and there it was.
No,
but you
not.
Want to know something? As a conservative Republican,
mm-hmm.
I say shut the fuck up. Who cares? Eat where you want. Boycott. You know.
You're saying the CEO should shut the fuck up?
No.
And the people who want to boycott should shut the fuck up.
Whatever. I take your stance on it. Who gives a shit?
I don't care. I mean, yeah. It's good that if I am a conscientious consumer, which clearly I'm not, I now can make a decision.
And that's how I look at it.
And if I'm a stockholder in his company, I know it's owned by a family. I don't know if it's publicly owned stock, but if I was a stockholder, I'd probably be very pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
But if it's a privately owned company, Listen, we know he's donating to these anti-gay groups. It's his money. He can do it, and you have the opportunity to not give him more money.
The only place I do boycott in a sense is I will not buy gas from Citgo, because Citgo is owned by Venezuela.
As opposed to those nice Arabs from Iran.
And Hugo Chavez, who hates this country with a passion, and I refuse to put one dime into that place. But after that, I'd care less. But believe me, if I'm on E and Citgo is the only place in town, guess where I'm going?
Now, here's
bygones be bygones then. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, as a matter of fact, it's like I try to be a conscientious consumer, but then there are areas where I am completely on the fence. And look, I'm as greedy a bitch as anybody else. I had a problem. I'm not the biggest environmentalist, but I had a real problem with the Exxon Valdez.
Fuck the Earth.
That whole debacle. But then it turns around that my husband's mother who's passed away, had some stock in ExxonMobil, and it has passed down to my husband. And those checks come in quarterly from that stock, and I'm like, am I going to turn that money away? No.
But a lot of
as a liberal, I am torn about it.
But a lot of big businesses do, you know, far worse. I mean, BP, who's gotten gas at BP lately?
No.
I mean, they told that.
I have the credit card.
Whole debacle in the Gulf Coast.
I don't use it very
often. Give me your wallet.
That whole debacle in the Gulf Coast,
drill.
Even worse.
But just the way it was handled, I think we should drill where we need to get oil. But still, if something goes wrong,
I blame the shrimp. They had it coming.
And then the BP has the balls to put on a commercial to come visit down there, and we're making a change of vote. Really?
You
fucked everything up.
Baseball,
down there.
Football, tar balls. We have it all.
See, really.
All you have to do is get
people coming down from New York.
Save up.
Do a fundraiser. Yeah. Beg. Yeah. Ask.
Well, when you drive down there, make sure you load up the car with Dawn dishwashing liquid, because that's really going to save everything down there too. You got to go down there and wash.
Why is the Gulf bubbling? Yeah. Oh, look, the scrubbing bubbles are on that seagull.
Oh, good, I can put that pot in there and I can never get all that crap out of it because I burnt it.
That's funny.
Idiots.
So here's the thing about Chick-fil-A. There's been no documented instances where they've discriminated in hiring gay people or serving gay people. So they're not breaking any laws.
No.
I really don't have any problem with Chick-fil-A. And the Muppets. The Muppets are not pleased. Yeah. The Muppets no longer want to do business with Chick-fil-A, Joe.
Well, you know, they don't want to associate with a company that's outwardly anti-gay. That's their problem.
You know who's very happy about this? Big Bird. Fucking thrilled.
I gotta give you that one.
Gonzo's chickens are fucking pleased.
But here's how religious, you know, religion plays into the whole thing, going back to the Orthodox Jews and how
always
religion
goes back to the Jews.
Well,
eat at Hitler's once.
In the same way that think about this, the same way that the Orthodox Jews are saying, well, people, we don't want these people in the slope. Well, what about business? This is the way we feel.
Yeah.
Same with Chick-fil-A. You know how many people might boycott? This is the way I feel.
Yeah.
You have your right.
And people have a right to make a stink.
Yeah,
they can make it. It's to me, it's just like whatever. I don't care.
It's like with anything else.
I'm not that passionate over a chicken sandwich. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm not like Joe with cupcakes when he's 12. It's not a monumental point. Stop drooling on the mic.
I know. But you know, I mean, people have a choice to where they go. Yeah, everybody's got their opinion. If you don't want to listen to something, don't listen. Except the show. If you don't want
to, don't
you know,
have to listen to that either.
Eat somewhere. You know, you don't eat there. It's your choice. You want to say something the way you feel, and you own the company. You have the right. The same way the other person has the right not to go there.
Right. Let the market decide.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking? Where I'm just looking at what we got upcoming.
Okay.
Let's because we got to get out of here in a little bit less than a half an hour. Let's touch briefly on the Agnes anthology.
Oh, okay.
So, Joe, if you could cue up that music. I know we're a little short staff with our music tonight.
Are we going to touch her briefly?
And then we'll do comics in the news, which I think will be a little bit more of a spirited conversation.
Oh, okay. Can we eventually someday have comics in the nude? Oh, sorry.
I really got to start learning how to shut down these mics before you guys speak.
Don't worry.
You guys are like the cul-de-sac of comedy. It just goes round and round and you never get anywhere.
Do those knee buttons work, by the way?
Nothing else does.
Nothing else does, yeah.
So Pip and I are failing at Philly because Joe's rifling through the CDs because shit isn't working properly. I can't even yell at him today. I'll yell at you in the car ride out on the Davin's Den Comedy
Tour.
About
everything else, but not about...
No, I can't. No, it's just... It's my fault. I didn't test the equipment yesterday.
And you just changed the order, so I didn't have
to... You're right. All right, so... there it is. Agnes Anthology. Just a little update. A little brief one today.
This reminds me, I just caught a little bit of Coming to America on TV yesterday.
That's fucking funny.
It was a good movie.
It was funny, just fucking leave it. Shut up, phone. It's Eddie Murphy. That was not right. Anyway, so, shut up, phone. Ugh, what a clusterfuck. What? Keep on talking.
Hold on, I think there's more to the story.
I think Agnes is calling.
Florida's calling! He made it! The fundraiser came up!
Florida's calling to say, take him back! Take him back!
Now you cannot work down there!
Florida's calling?
No, it's like a telemarketer or like a polling thing. No, the actual state is calling me, Joe.
I'm saying maybe it's our friend down there.
No, she doesn't live in Florida, Joe. When we call it, maybe it'll show Florida. Right. But not when she calls. No, she doesn't have the fucking number. So when we last left off, I said that I lost contact with Agnes,
right,
my beloved. Now, I did not realize at 6 p.m., right before our show at that unnamed place with our unnamed friend,
yes,
she had actually emailed me.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
How come you didn't say anything?
Because I didn't realize, Joe. That's why I said what I didn't realize.
He was busy doing the show.
I was, you know, while you and your pal were sniffing each other's butts, I was, you know, getting reacquainted with everybody, going down memory lane every fucking time.
That's what happens when you see a good lifelong friend.
Yes. You know very well.
Real name's Nameless.
Mr. Nameless. This is the most non-publicity this nameless person's ever gotten. So she wanted to let me know that, you know, she's been having computer issues.
Oh.
But, you know, she wanted to talk to me, and she misses me.
And if I only had a goddamn laptop, I could write, okay, that's what you're saying.
So I emailed her back, I'm happy to hear you're okay.
Uh-huh.
I miss you too. And then she emailed me on Thursday, and I was looking forward to chatting with her. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I'm glad I looked at you and remembered. She asked me what my Yahoo ID was.
Oh.
I told her I deleted it. Because I hadn't heard from her in so long, because I didn't want her to fucking know that I knew.
Right.
So I told her I deleted it, which I thought was a very good answer.
That was a good answer.
I don't want you to know that I
know that you know. Yeah. So then she emailed me yesterday, because we don't talk every day anymore, and she hasn't been on Facebook as much as I can tell, that she misses me. She's having computer issues, but hopefully the charity will give her a new computer soon. And we can talk all the time. Now, I wonder if Charity is the name of the other son of the bitch that she's scamming.
I wonder if the son of a bitch that I set up got some email from her. I have to go check.
Now, she has not accepted my person's friend request.
No, it wasn't a friend request. I set up an ID on Yahoo.
That's what I meant. I meant where I friended her on Yahoo.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened.
So there's not really much there, but I just thought it was kind of interesting that she has been in touch.
And also, she's not asking you for the laptop. She says the charity is going to give
you. She's not asking for the laptop, nor are we writing porn at this moment.
That's disappointing.
By the way, I've gotten some feedback who heard the show on the replay. Love the porn thing.
The porn was hilarious.
The whole thing for me is when I can leave Joe fucking impressed. If I can impress Joe when he doesn't want to fucking yell at me at something I do, it's like, all right, that must have been pretty okay.
Story like
what?
Historic.
Story. Funny's funny.
So, yeah. So
some
then we
people out there don't think that, but...
some people don't understand what funny is.
It takes years, more than 2 years of doing it to...
Some people takes a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Speaking of comics, or maybe not comics, comics have been in the news.
Yes.
So, Joe's got that queued up, so we'll hear a little comics in the news theme momentarily. There we go.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right. So this is not really an uplifting story. unfortunately, I don't have the website in front of me, but there was a comic who was at the Aurora shootings. He was a 23-year-old comic, so he's probably he's a new comic. He went with his pregnant wife to the movie theater. He got shot that night, shot in the head, lost his eye. He's in a medically induced coma. He might have brain damage. His wife gave birth, and now they are comics and other people too have raised over $300,000 by last count.
Wow!
To donate, do you have that website, Joe?
Maybe
we'll make a donation from the show if we can find if we can find the fucking website. Well, everybody else is donating to causes.
It's, well, you don't. You don't show the. I'm having a problem getting the website, and I can't get on there. But it's support. It's support Caleb Medley, C A L E B M E D L E Y, CEO Cannon National Bank, 401 East Main Street, Florence, Colorado, 81226.
Let's see. I'm gonna see if I can pull up this website real quick. It's Caleb.
Like Caleb.
How do you fucking know? He ain't talking.
Caleb. It's a biblical name. Caleb.
Okay.
Fine.
It is.
Thank you. You want
You're
to
welcome.
Suck a baby penis?
At least something be in her mouth and we can move on with the show. Maybe she gets some herpes and we get a new third mic. We're not going to use that mic. And that's how we put third mic in their place.
Oh, man, I was demoted to fourth and there's not even a third person here.
Well, unknown is not here.
Yes, that's right.
CalebMedley.com. You can, it's CalebMedley.com. You can click on the website and donate money. I think maybe we'll make a donation. A lot of people have. But what I do want to bring up is, and here's the interesting thing, this guy's uninsured. And I really don't want to go down this route, but I think it does bring up the point.
Yeah.
That this is the problem with that, what has traditionally been the healthcare system. Now, whether you like Obama's system or you don't like it, and I know Joe does not.
Right.
I do think it speaks to the cause that we need to get people, on healthcare. We can't, cause you're a 23-year-old guy. You got your whole world against you, in front of you. You don't think you need it. You do. Now here's the weird thing though. My wife even brought this up. You got a kid coming and you don't have healthcare?
Yeah,
that's a little fucking weird. So take the kid out of it.
That's a little frightening.
Take the kid out of it.
Yeah.
If you're 23 years old, you think you're indestructible, you don't need healthcare. Well, here you do. You do need it. And now we have to donate because you're going to have at least $500,000. Now, a lot of the hospitals are waiving a lot of the fees and everything, but they say the aftercare is going to be tremendous and they can't waive that. Right. So I think it speaks to Joe, I think it speaks to the fact that we do need healthcare.
We do need healthcare, but we need to have it set up in a different way. We need more tort reform, which they haven't. Tort reform is the biggest thing, which drives a lot of physicians can't practice or they let practice.
They say it's less than 1%, by the way.
It's an astronomical fee that they pay on that. Okay, and they have to do tort reform to help cut that down. And also that you just need a little bit – I know you're going to go back on regulation and stuff like that. But basically, I don't think that the government should be running it. They should be overseeing it and set up parameters for it.
They did. No. And it wasn't working.
Yeah.
Now it has not been – now, are you saying the federal government? Because that's not a because it's been left to the states. Are you saying a federal government should be regulating it?
They should list a bunch of standards, but there should be state standards too. But there should be a set standard that the state should be basing it off of.
Listen, here's the deal: if you're a performer and you have a career in it, and not everybody who fancies himself a performer actually does have a career in it, but if you do,
hypothetically, and you were deciding to stay in the state that you were in,
yes,
and
exactly,
and going to another state where the health care might be different,
right? Laying it all on the table, whether what you want to say about my act, and Joe has a lot of negative things to say about my act, I have been a full-time comedian for over 12 years,
right,
paying my bills. That being said, if it wasn't for my wife's job, we would not have health care.
Right.
I mean, you know, you can't be a performer now unless you're married to somebody. I mean, if Joe didn't work his day gig, if Joe was just doing, you know, the band and the comedy, chances are he couldn't afford healthcare.
Right.
You know, it's really weird, like with the whole, like this whole situation. Let's say this guy, you know, I smoke, I eat like shit, you know, so I got sick. Fuck you. This poor son of a bitch is watching a movie and this prick shoots him.
Well, that's
and what, now he's on the hook for
But that just goes to show, and the Republicans think, well, people should be able to make the choice. Well, this kind of speaks to the fact, it's like, well, no, we don't always make the best choices for ourselves because he is a 23-year-old guy. Listen, the last time I went to the doctor was for my knee, and that was the first time in 15 years that I've been to a doctor because we think we're indestructible. Listen, we're not indestructible, right. And this is why we need to have it. Because you know what? If there wasn't a comedy community trying to raise money for,
but the government shouldn't be regulating it, telling us what to get. They should be working to make it affordable.
They can't.
They have to figure it out then. They have to, because they're not making it affordable.
When was the last time government figured out anything?
But that's the whole point. And the thing is, they have to figure out how to make it affordable. And tell these healthcare providers that you got to figure out to make it affordable.
Here's what I will say about this. I don't know if Obama's thing is going to work. I don't think any of us do, because that really hasn't been rolled out yet.
No.
We really don't know we don't know if it's going to lower or raise. I think the jury's still out. You know, the left wants to tell you it's going to lower it. The right wants to tell you it's going to raise it. You know,
it's still actually
here's the thing you got to give Obama credit on. At least he did something. Now, it might prove that he did the wrong thing.
Right.
It might prove that he did the right thing. But the right just wants to keep on kicking it down the line and not address it. And the rates were going higher and higher and higher. So at least Obama had the stones to tackle it. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, yeah. And if the right is – yeah, because the right keeps on – nobody's addressing –
and Obama put his legacy on it.
And nobody's addressing the real situation where to make it affordable.
Right.
To regulate.
And that's what we're going to find out if he did. It might be colossal failure. It could be.
It could be, because the only thing I have is making something so bureaucratic more bureaucratic, adding to it. And that's the problem with it. But if you can, I mean, with car insurance, you got a choice to shop with car insurance. You can get Allstate with all the whistles and the bells.
You can do that too.
Or you can get general insurance.
But you can't shop out of state for your car insurance. That you can't go to, not that you'd want to go to New Jersey, but you can't go to New Jersey to get your car insurance, or Florida, like some people like to go to.
There are also other issues involved in that too, because if you figure that any insurance company, but health insurance is really complicated because we're talking about humans instead of cars. And I'm not trying to knock down your analogy for what you were saying, that is a good analogy.
Yeah.
That you could get all the bells and whistles, or you could get, you know, the highest deductible, lower, a price, and, you know, maybe you're going to get less money one too. But because the health insurance companies are private companies, and they, you know, like a lot of companies, they're just looking at the bottom line profit. When you're talking about human beings and you're setting things like, well, you know what, if you get a particular illness that we don't like, we can drop you. Or if you have a pre-existing condition, you can't get insurance. What the hell are these people supposed to do?
Here's the tricky part of this, okay, on my end. Okay, now I could sit here and argue, well, there should be less government. You can't have this. You can't have that. This is where a common sense thing has to take place, okay?
Yes.
Where maybe there should be a regular thing where you can buy it from, you know, go to state to state to buy.
That was actually I think that was actually a Republican proposal. Right. I think that was one of the things that they wanted, where you could go shopping. And I agree with that.
Go shopping. Now you might turn around, but Joe, you should say, but there's a
I agree with that.
There's a common sense thing. I agree with that. Also, with a pre-existing condition, I also think that you should be able to get insurance with a pre-existing condition. I just had a fellow I work with. His wife had a cancer scare and stuff like that, and he wanted to do a procedure, and he had to stop the procedure because she had to have, radiology done or something like that. They had to investigate further. So they said, well, no, you have to go back, and you have to get approved for that. It's down the fucking hall.
I know.
Wheel it down the fucking... Wheel it down the hall and get the procedure done. This should be, you have to get.
But this is once again where I know as somebody who fancies himself on the right, you got to give Obama credit, because now if you have a pre-existing condition, you're still insured. The Republicans did not want to deal with it, and if they try to repeal it.
Yeah.
And the problem is, if you repeat, you have to have the healthy people in if you're going to include the people with the pre-existing condition. Otherwise, the insurance companies are going to go broke.
Here's the deal where this might be a good thing that he did take the lead on this. Everything is negotiable. So usually when you're going to negotiate something, you take out the things that you don't like and try to negotiate the things that you do like. The pre-existing condition thing is major league and is an important.
And it wasn't there until Obama took on the challenge.
All right, you want to know something? Then I'll get my hats off to him on that. I'm not going to sit here because I didn't vote for Obama. I'm not thrilled about him. I'm not going to sit here and go, well, I think it stinks because Obama was.
Well, see,
this is where Romney has.
I don't want to get into this now, but this is where Romney.
The time we're going
to
go.
Wait, that's really what it is.
I do want to get into it, but not right now.
I'd love to discuss.
On the first day of office, first of all, he has a lot of things to do the first day of office. Maybe remember the British guy he's talking to will be a good thing too. No, not McCartney, stupid. on the first day of office is, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. Really? Mm. You're going to repeal everything so now the insurance companies cannot include you because if you have a pre-existing condition, what a fucking abortion, something else Mitt Romney does not like, that would fucking be.
Well, here's the deal. Basically, when he says that, it's just a blanket statement. Now, I'm not saying how he's thinking, but I'm saying how things work. I'm going to repeal Obamacare. People that know that you need to have tort reform, the pre-existing condition is going to whisper in his ear and go, take it, but don't get rid of the pre-existing. You're going
to
need that.
But you have to. That's my whole point. You can't, the way this bill is constructed, you have to, I mean, I don't know everything that's in there,
right.
But you have to include these things if you don't want the insurance companies to go break. If you include people with pre-existing conditions, then you have to include people like myself who are younger and healthy to pay for it. Otherwise, the insurance companies will go fucking broke, and you can't do it. They're making the money off of me, which I'm fine with, in order to pay for if somebody has a kid who's born with fucking leukemia or something.
Right.
I'm cool with that.
Because
you know what? What comes around goes around.
Yeah.
I'm younger right now. It's called paying your dues.
Well,
some people don't want to pay their dues.
It's also being in a civilized country.
Yeah.
You know, in an industrialized country where people are one paycheck away or one
I'm a paycheck away from being on the street.
Yeah.
If I got a car repair, I'm done.
Yeah.
So it's important to me.
Should we do a fundraiser?
And it's also, most people, whether insured or not, are actually one serious illness away from losing their homes.
So this Caleb Medley's gotten a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Justifiably so. And I haven't really heard anybody bring up what I just brought up with it, because I don't think they want to make this kid an example. But that's what I thought about this horrible story. And besides, wait, you got a kid coming, you don't have insurance? That's going to fucking cost you a lot of money right there.
I don't want to judge him, because I don't know enough about his position.
Right.
But it does seem foolhardy.
Right, exactly. So hopefully this kid recovers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think we all want that. When he recovers.
Oh, the rehab.
Well, does he become a special event? He's gotten a lot of press.
It's a fucking headliner now.
The guy you saw on CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Hey, he's got more fucking credits.
I got more credits.
The guy the Aurora gunman couldn't take down.
He's got more credits than unmentionable.
Just a thought. Joe is mortified.
I'm mortified. Boy, you read my mind with a lot of things.
I look into your eyes, big boy.
If there's a hell, I'll see you there, Damon.
You know what, whatever. Too soon? Anyway. But again, that was probably a funnier joke using the Aurora.
Let's not get crazy.
All right, maybe not. Maybe. You know who had a fail on an attempted joke?
Yeah.
Mr. Dane Cook. Well, basically, I don't have the joke written out. But basically, he was at the Laugh Factory in L.A., I believe the one where Tosh was a week ago, a Laugh Factory in L.A., and he's like, oh, the Batman movie. So, Joe, do you have it?
Yeah, what he said, he goes, I don't know if none of that happened. Because he said the movie was an
awful. He's talking about the Aurora shootings.
Yeah, and he's talking about the Aurora shootings.
And
the Batman movie, because the movie was pretty much a piece of crap. He goes, I don't know if none of that happened. I'm pretty sure that somebody in the theater about 25 minutes in, realizing it was a piece of crap, was probably like, ugh, shoot me.
Too soon?
Yeah.
Really?
Just a little too.
Really?
Just a little. It's a great joke. I think it's a funny
joke. I think it's a terrible joke. I'm not offended that he did it when he did it. I'm offended at that joke. Yuck. Awful. And you know what? I'm even more. And of course, there's an uproar. But Danny, you trying to be edgy? Shouldn't you be overacting a snake or something? Isn't that your thing? Isn't that your hook to, like, overact premises?
Well, you see, there's a difference between being edgy and then being edgy with a very clever point.
Well, that was missing.
Yeah, that was missing.
Bingo.
Yeah.
That, exactly. Bingo. I have no, and that's my point. You might have seen some of this on Facebook. Maybe you didn't. if you're going to tap
as anyone,
bingo. If you're a comic, I think here's the rule. It's risk reward. If you're a comic,
yes,
and you want to tackle something that is this controversial,
right.
You're gonna, the joke has to be that much better.
Oh yeah,
it has to be a fun. You know who's really good at this? I'm gonna name drop here.
Okay,
my pal Rich Carucci. Rich like posts some horrible things on Facebook, but they are very fucking funny. they are completely inappropriate. Like, whoo! But it's fucking funny.
It's like Ryan, my buddy Ryan Marr. Ryan will do the same thing, but I just laugh my ass off.
we were just talking about it before. Desk Chicken Woodlawn. He's not like a household name to everybody, but on Facebook, he rules. He's brutal.
EC Winkler had like the funniest fucking rape joke.
God. He did.
Really? He's like, if you're raping a meter maid, can you go there? I'm sorry, I can't stop until I'm finished. Dude, I go, you know what, EC? As far as rape jokes go, that's one of the best rape jokes
that's
I've
ever. Funny.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Funny.
That's on my Facebook page, too, along with other nonsense.
I know, I have to give it to EC. That was actually really funny.
Here's the thing about that Dane Cook joke. I mean, there's a lot of groans.
Yeah.
And it actually went over really well. But here's the thing. He apologized a day later.
Yeah.
Now, Dane Cook has a show that got picked up by NBC. They picked up 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have Dane's apology there, or do I got to find this on my, find this on my Facebook page if I have.
Yes, he said, I made a bad judgment call with my material last night and regret making a joke at such a sensitive time. My heart goes out to all the families and the friends of the victims.
You missed the first part about it. You have the first part there?
I'm devastated by the recent tragedy in Colorado and did not mean to make light of what happened. I made a bad judgment with my material. I also have a mortgage to pay.
Exactly. Dane, you're not fucking devastated.
Yeah.
Don't fucking lie. If you were devastated, you wouldn't have done the joke. Here's what happened, Dane. You're working shit out. The joke just came out.
I like the way you talk like he's listening.
He could be. ABC listens. Why not him?
Yeah, right?
It's good enough for 2020. It's good enough for stupid.
Yeah.
Dane, you were working shit out. I get it. We all do that. You know, some of us work shit out or have our big Saturday shows in coffee houses. Mm-hmm. You're a big star. You work it out at some of the best clubs. That's what you get when you're a star like that. Here's what you need to realize. When you're that star, people are always taping you.
Yeah.
People are fucking thrilled to see you.
Yeah.
So don't say you made a bad judgment because people are giving you shit.
You got caught.
The difference between Tosh and Cook is Tosh said something in a fucking riff off the top of his head when he was being heckled.
Pertinent to the situation that he was in.
You had this brain fart, thought, well, I wonder how this'll work. I'm gonna try this out tonight.
Right.
And of course you apologize, but some people who don't know think that these guys are not fucking heroes. I mean, they think these guys are heroes. This generation of comics are not fucking heroes. They're cowards. I can't recall. I don't think I've ever apologized for anything I've said off stage. Now, I've said on the air I've been a pussy before, and I've bitten my lip and taken more shit than I should have, but I've never fucking apologized. Cook is a coward, but I don't hate you, Dane, because you did what you had to do to get your fucking show on.
Yeah.
But don't give us that bullshit you're devastated by it, because you're not. You thought it would be funny. It really wasn't that good of a joke, and everybody seems to like the Batman movies. So just fucking.
It was a statement. Yeah, but here's the deal. He didn't write. That was a statement prepared by his publicist. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant the joke.
Yeah.
Who else is going to take credit for that
statement
shit?
Prepared by his publicist to save his ass from this six episode deal he signed.
Yeah.
Okay. He took a shot. Sometimes comics will just take a shot to see what happens, you know? And he wound up putting his foot in cow shit. And he had to backtrack and figure it out. And his publicist didn't sit there with a pen and paper and just, I'm devastated. No. Fucking publicist wrote that to get his ass.
I just want to see one of these comics just once. Not fucking apologize.
You want to know something?
And
you want to know what they're saying? I want to see my pool in the morning.
Absolutely. I don't hate them for it.
I want to, you know?
I actually blogged about this. It's always the open micers that look to these guys as fucking heroes. I'm like, no, dude, they're not fucking heroes. Within 24 hours, he's going to apologize, and you're going to look silly because you're bearing the torch for this guy, and he doesn't even believe in the fucking joke. Dane Cook did not believe in that joke.
Yeah, and don't sit there, and these open micers, don't sit there, well, they're hero. You know what? As an open micer, you don't have a pot to piss in. You could go in front of, you can go to the urine trough and say whatever you want. If somebody's offended, go to hell. But when you're at a point where you got a big house, a big mortgage, three cars,
even if you don't, even if you're just paying your bills for this, even if you're at our level, you know, and you're paying your bills, you gotta fucking toe the line.
You gotta toe the line. You know, if you said that's something and you screwed up, you scramble and you throw sand over cat shit. You know.
Now this is where Joe was wrong last week. Joe said that we don't have freedom of speech. Joe, we do have freedom of speech, but with the speech comes consequences.
You do have freedom of speech, but you gotta pick and choose your battles.
Right. Absolutely. Dane fucked up. I don't hate Dane. I don't think he's less of a comic. I think he fucked up. Yeah. I don't really give a shit. Yeah. That's not that big of a deal to me.
But here's the bottom line. We do have freedom of speech. We have freedom of speech to say anything we
want. Where the fuck was this last week?
Yeah. We do have the freedom to say what we want, stand behind what we want, feel have no convictions about it, and stand our ground. But here's the deal. The bank wants their money on the 15th.
Yep.
The bank wants, the bank doesn't care how you feel. All they want is their money on the 15th, and your
put
job
this on a t-shirt.
Is to get it to them.
Principal don't pay the principal.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, right. That's right.
That's fucking really good.
That's good. Principal don't pay the principal. So you want to know something? Yeah, you hear it. You got a mortgage, you got stuff, you know.
I don't hate
the
Dane for it.
The mortgage company doesn't care how much integrity you have.
I'm not.
I just want to be paid the 15th.
I'm more upset at the lame ass apology than I was at the lame ass joke.
I know.
I mean, because I saw the apology come, but Dane, just don't fucking put devastated. Just listen, you know what?
That's the public. You had nothing to do with it. They didn't write that.
No, whatever. All right, let's quickly do Drunks in the News.
Okay.
And get the fuck out of here because I got to go to Connecticut. As we queue
you
up,
you have to work as a comedian tonight.
Yes, and I can afford to get there on my own.
Asking me to work as a CD player.
It's not working. All right. Well, you want me to just go on?
Hold on.
All right. We'll put the show on hold. Well, excuse me while I hit pause.
machines are coming to get us.
I'll try to fix this computer tomorrow before my next gig because I'm a paid comic who works on Sundays too.
And now it's time for Drunks in the News.
Nick, do you have a burp to go with that?
Oh, good thing I caught that. A little bit of donut almost shot out.
I would have bothered running this concert.
Would have been the best sound ever. Oh, there goes my Boston cream right in Joe's lap.
Maybe we'll fix it.
Woo! Caught that one by the back of the teeth. I'm not one of these guys who likes the burping on, you know, like Stern does and Craig Carton does. They burp on thing, but I needed to do it for the sound effect. Isolate my burp. Oh God. All right. So this week's Benjamin Franklin drinking term.
Excellent.
His head is full of bees.
I like that.
I think that's where he came up with the phrase buzzed.
Buzzed.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that, Joe. His head is full of bees.
Full of bees.
All right. What are you, the Joe Whisperer today?
Yes.
Kill yourself.
What about it? Considering it's...
There's no cupcakes in heaven, Joe.
I'll say things like that.
That's a horrible thing to say. That was over the... Yes.
We'll send you to Florida.
Wait till I get on Facebook.
You want to look like an asshole? Be my guest. You won't be the first. At least I'll be battling with somebody who's made money in this business. And you know it pains me to say that.
I made $45.
You know you're shitty when I'm putting Joe Curry above your career.
I'm starting as I would.
All right. So, oh, okay. So this was in Atlanta. We're supposed to have clips. Don't.
What are you? This shit hasn't worked for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. What, you think magically he just appeared?
He's just catching up.
So this guy's in Atlanta. He's drinking. Goes, hey, I got an idea. With his buddies. How about, you bet me, I don't light my head on fire. His pals go, well, I don't think it's a really good idea. He goes, no, man, listen. It's going to be fucking great.
It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to light my head on fire. Dare me to. I don't really want it. What are you, a pussy? Fine, I double dog dare you. Give me that shot. Pours it over his head, lights his head on fire, and everybody's a winner except him. the asshole lit his head. Now, how shitty are your friends to let you light your head on fire? Joe's got the type of head that's flammable.
You know what I would have done? I would have put Faithfully on the jukebox and just moved him back and forth.
Was it a Pepsi commercial?
Yeah.
Michael Jackass.
You guys are bigger drinkers than me. I think
I resemble that.
I don't really. I guess the dumbest thing I ever did while being drunk was driving.
Yeah, well, that's not good.
Pretty dumb, but I haven't really done any dumb, outrageous things. You guys didn't do anything dumb and outrageous? Outrageous!
Outrageous!
Gilman, it's outrageous!
I don't remember.
Well, your head looks fine, so we can cross that off the list.
I've had conversations I wish I could take back.
Everybody has that.
I made out with people I wish I could take
You ever
back.
Make out with a girl?
No. Not while drunk.
Only sober?
That was, you know, that whole, you know, being a faux lesbian in front of guys thing became popular after my day, you know? But,
I still think it's popular.
No, but I mean, like, you see girls doing that in bars and stuff. That wasn't popular.
I'm fine with it, as long as they don't do it in the Girl Scouts.
Trying to think of it.
All right, we don't have an hour and a half. Why don't you get back to us next week?
Yeah, I know. I'll get
to be continued.
We're going to need Easy Pass for this memory lane.
Oh, gosh.
I don't remember.
It's amazing. Pip can fucking bring down the show with a story and when she's trying to remember a story. Fucking amazing how consistent she is. You're the triple play of yuck. All right, so none of us have energized.
No, I've woken up with some things.
Is that what you call them? Yeah. Some things?
Yeah.
Tried to gnaw my arm off and run away.
Well, your arm was very naughty.
Yes. Yeah. Was doing bad things and going to bad places.
Now, when you when you realize that the phone's going to ring and you're going to hear that in the background. When you
It's a terrible, terrible
Nobody
moment.
Calls on Saturday. When you realize Oh, really? Now the wife? When you realize... Shut up, stupid! When you realize that your friends have allowed you to do this...
Yeah.
Now, is it time to get new friends, even if they're famous? Is it time to get new friends?
You know what, though? How drunk were these friends, too?
Well, not drunk enough to do it themselves.
Yeah, true.
And you have some asshole insisting. You know?
He's being pushy about it. All right, fine, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah, light him up. I would. Yeah, all right, go, stupid.
You would let your friend do it?
Yeah.
All right, Tanya, not to drink with you. And while you're at it, why don't you have that rabbi suck your cock? He doesn't look too herpetic.
Are you saying that's a bad idea?
Come here, Moish.
Any port in a storm, eh, Joe?
Yeah. All right, guys. That is, that's our show.
Yes.
Joe, a little exit music, please.
Plug the tour.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Well, I can do it while the music's going. That's right. The Davin's Den Comedy Tour is going to be this week. Ohio and Bowling Green on Tuesday. Port Clinton, Ohio on Wednesday. St. Joseph, Michigan on Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Holly, Michigan, and Monday, Michigan. Go to davincomedy.com for all the information. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us, put it on Facebook. Either way, keep on listening.
Get out of here!
Bye!